gonna do a short. I say we're gonna do a short one. I say we're gonna do a short one. Hit the like button. But you know, sometimes we get going and it turns into a long one. Sometimes it turns into a long one, and we're early, so this should make up for all the times we were ever late. I don't ever want to hear about it again. We're early. We're doing it. We're having it. We're speaking our minds. We're placating the plebs. It's called alliteration. Look it up. And we're, celebrating the magnificence of the night. Okay, I don't know what we're doing. Anyway, hi, welcome to the program. Don't forget you got a 7-hour one on Monday. So just take some of that spillover. Take 30 minutes and put it on yesterday's. Take, you know, whatever, 1 or 2 hours short today. Put that onto today's. I got credit. I'm doing, you know, Steel Toe does things on credit. I give credit. I get. What's the opposite of credit? Credit. Instead of debit, we do credit. I'm fucking. You would think I'm high. You would think I'm high. Oh no, I don't have the chats pulled up. Jesus Christ. The pro would have his show ready to go. But in the meantime, we can tell you who today's executive producer is. Wizard Nug 2. The second guy we've ever had pretending to be a wizard. Nug 2. It's 2. All men this week. We had Riles. Who was yesterday? Was yesterday? I forget who yesterday was, actually. Who was yesterday? I think it was a dude, but I can't even remember. Anyway, thanks to Wizard Nug 2 for being here. And thanks for Steven Bravo for grabbing yourself a membership. I'm sorry about the abuse you've been... you've had to endure. Lev Kramar is mad. He says, what the fuck? I'm on the February list. I want March free. What do you mean? Why would you get March free because you're on the February list? I don't understand. What's happening? Are you on here? Roll it. Next. Where is it? Lev Kramar? You're not... Are you supposed to be on here? I don't think so. I think you were January. I think you meant to say I'm not on the list. I don't know what's going on. You're going to have to super chat again to communicate with me. No. You're not on the list. You're not on the list, and you're definitely not getting March free. I don't know. It's been, you know, I think that was like last year when you were doing all the Kramars. I think you're making stuff up. Sketty Dude John says maybe he's on the VIP list and he's a member for life. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we did that in that sort of vein? Member for life. And then I teased that we're going to do the P.O. box today. I think I've changed my mind. I've been sitting on this Mr. P. P.O. box for a while. I think I've changed my mind. I don't think we're going to do it today. So... just so you know, we do have a P.O. box, and you can mail stuff into it. Here. 4948 Mountain Vista Street, number 13932, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. 89121. And then we'll open your package live on air. Who knows what it could be? NLO 4948 Mountain Vista Street, number 13932, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. Doom says, I'm telling Chad about this. You like, I got a big surprise for Doom. I found out Doom's the one. I didn't know this. I'm out of it. And I guess this was all going down on the, on our Discord, discord.gg/NLO. Come on over. It's public and welcome to anyone. Only the biggest dorks in the world think they have a spy in our Discord. It is open for anyone to come in. You don't have to spy. You don't have to put on a costume. This is like when Win by Two would be like, I'm gonna put, I'm gonna get a, put a costume on and come to the AC meetup. Nobody's going to know who I am. It's like, cool. We'll all be wearing our normal attire. We'll all just be... We won't be going to Industrial Light and Magic to have them do a bunch of special effects and nonsense to our appearance. What are you going to get them to do? Put your eyes closer together? Come on, everybody. Got them. Confirmed. Anyway, welcome to the show. Hit the like button. We're doing it. We're having it. We got some things planned today. You're going to love the way you look. We're going to get random. I had over a 30-minute conversation with Nicholas Riccata. One thing we both agreed on.
April looks like a really cool bird today.
I think April's dead. Look, Nick didn't want to come right out and say it. It seems like this may have slipped through the cracks. Somebody might want to check the obits over in Spicer or Stearns or where's she? What's the shithole she's from? Anyway, I guess she's dead, and her family wants complete privacy. Oh God! I talked to Nick for 30 minutes today. Our love deepens and grows. I wonder if Aaron and him had the intimate conversations we have privately. Anyway, lots of juicy info that I cannot spill to you, but will be probably made public in time. You just teasing me like that? Why are you bringing me up? Says Doom. Oh, yeah, sorry. Doom was on our Discord. He's the one behind. I didn't know this because I... rarely like scroll back, but Doom is the guy behind the bet on whether or not I do three shows a week. And Doom, don't you agree that there's a problem? Yeah, you got to do 2.5 or 3.5 is the line. Because like if people bet, a line is over under. So if the line is three, what do we do if I do three? Because this is three, right? This is three. So what do we do? What do we do, you know, in that case? Anyway, Lev Kramar says, you meant not on the list. Gave 10 memberships in February. Okay, I believe you, Lev. I believe you, and we'll make it right. We'll make it right. I mean, does that mean you're not going to give me stuff in March? Because that... I gotta tell you, that kind of hurts my feelings. I gotta tell you, that kind of hurts my feelings. I'm kind of hurt. So you're not gonna support the show in March. You're not gonna support the show in March. Okay, anyway, hit the like button. Welcome to the thing. And whatever. He said, I think the member show counts as half a show. And then I saw some smart aleck asshole in our chat. I think he goes by Rover. He was like, that. It's simple to figure out. Whenever you say you're going to do a show, you don't. And I'm like, that. Oh, that hurt, Rover. I thought we were we were friends. Oh, my God. Anyway, it's been a hell of a whatever. And wish you were here.
I work so hard. I stitch my tights myself. Then Melton shows up to piss on my parade again and says, no costumes allowed for the dress code. Stop making me feel like me.
No costumes allowed for the dress code. Look at this shit popping off now. We got ourselves a little contest going on. Ryle's throwing 20 memberships in. EFS also throwing 20 memberships in.
Notice me, Senpai. Notice me.
Thank you very much, EFS and Ryle's. 40 memberships right off the bang today. Right off the bing bong bang today. And then I got a shout out on the Bubba the Love Sponge program today. He was using super tips. They made $12. I don't know. That's what I counted on the screen. Every show's got to figure out how to use it and promote it. Some shows do better than others. You know, it's really about, you know, designing a marketing funnel and really zoning in on them nuts. All right, we're starting with this today, and I don't want any attitude about it. Anyway, what's Doom? How does it go? Has Doom ever called in? Do you have like some sort of voice filter where you could like call in and be a part? You don't want to be a guy. Doom don't want to be no guy. How does the betting work? And can I influence the market? Could I say something that's going to like make people think we're doing more shows? And by the way, no Carl on this little piggy tomorrow. It'll be on my channel. Carl free. Carl's on vacation. Getting his teeth revulcanized. And so it'll just be me and Moody and a special guest. And a special guest. So tune it. Don't miss this little piggy tomorrow. You're gonna wanna see the way you look. Doom says, I don't know. I just want to shame you into doing shows. There's no shaming me. Have you seen my gunt? You couldn't shame me if you tried. It's over. Save yourself. Shame. I'm not familiar with the term. Not familiar with them terms. All right, we got this one.
Good evening. Good evening. Are you having some trouble with your lights?
Well, I was trying to figure out how to turn them on.
So this is what happened to April. Oh, boy.
Actually, yes.
Yes? Okay.
Are you having some trouble with your lights? Actually, I was having, yeah. Yes. Yes, I am.
I noticed they were going off and on, off and on. Do you have your license, registration, insurance?
Here's my license. Do you need my insurance?
Yes, ma'am, and your registration. Where are you guys heading?
Home.
Home? Where you come from?
Registration. Insurance, I'm pretty sure you can look up.
Okay.
Insurance, I'm pretty sure you could look up. Insurance, I'm pretty sure you could look up. Look at poor Kool-Aid in the chat. This is April? No, it was we do jokes. This is a comedy podcast. Yeah, I don't know why they're not yelling MAGA yet.
Where are you guys coming from?
We're local.
Where are you coming from? We're local. Is it me or does she sound a little bit like Kiki?
We're going home.
Yeah, but from where?
What do you mean? What is that information? You have my license and registration.
There's no reason.
What else do you need?
I'm just asking.
Okay. Go search that.
Hey, stop.
Go search that. And she starts rolling her window up. Cops need to just start shooting motherfuckers again. What has happened? What has happened to these millennial door? Like, I'm serious. I don't understand. When I was a kid, you were taught to not only respect police officers and people in authority, like teachers and stuff like that. You respected adults. You treated adults with respect. You didn't mouth off. You didn't lip off. Something happened, and I blame black and white women for this. You know, everyone whips out their camera. People think they have a right when they get pulled over to have their camera in their hand. And like film an altercation, like, yeah, you can't make me put my camera down. This is for my protection. It's like, this is insane. This is insane. People think they don't have to comply with police officer orders. And part of it's the body cam footages where you see a lot of people do this. Part of this is the YouTubers who do this like sovereign citizenship shit. And, you know, people telling you, like, you don't have to roll your window down. You can just hold your license up to the thing and say, I don't answer questions. This is so retarded. This is so fucking retarded. Our whole culture now, I watch these body cam videos, just like with Kevin Brennan. It's like, the cops are so patient. The cops are so fucking patient with these people. They'll sit there and for 15 minutes be like, because I've asked you to step out of the car. Yeah, but why? Because you were speeding, and I think you're showing signs of impairment, and I want to check you for, yeah, but why? I don't have to get out of the car. Just go write me the ticket. Like, it's insane what's happening. It's insane what's happening. And then you see the people in the chat room now. Yeah, cops suck. All cops are bad. Cops are the worst. You're dumb. Like, I'm not even kidding. You're dumb. Your dog, like, tell me you have no ability to, like, zoom out and see the macro of how the world works at all. Yeah, cops suck. Right, right. Let's let them go for a day and see how long you, I mean, I'm serious. All the cops tomorrow just stop working and let's see how long you stay alive. I'm being serious. What do you think would happen? What do you think would fucking happen? It's such a dumb thing. It's such an insane fucking thing to be like, all cops are fucking dumb. Yeah, and firemen too, right? And EMS workers, fucking idiots. Overpaid, costumed fucking trolls. Okay, I'm not kidding. Like, you just, like, your brain's wired wrong. And I don't blame you. Again, that's what the news has done to you. The news has taught you that, you know, they shoot 70,000 black men a year when the real number's closer to 50 and way less than that a lot of times. It's like, it's not. It's not. So, you know, I don't know. I guess you need to, like, run a diagnostic on your brain or something. All cops are fucking dumb. Firemen are drunks. Can we actually get that stereotype trending? It's like, you wonder, I'm not kidding, you wonder why more and more people are getting shot and tased. Yeah, you're idiots. Do what the cops say. When you're given a lawful order, get the fuck out of the car. Like, what are you doing? People think it's like, there's also a lot of this now where it's like, I want my lawyer. It's like, well, this is a traffic stop. You're driving drunk. That's court. I don't even like, this is like elementary school shit. Like, you understand that comes later. You don't get a, you're not being asked any questions. You can just refuse to take a breathalyzer. You can refuse to do road sobriety tests. And then just fight it in court. That's what it's for. But most of the time you carry a license. You've agreed to do a blood alcohol test or you'll have your license taken away. That's just like the agreement of like having a license. And I understand, like, when people are drunk off their ass, they don't know that, and they make a lot of bad decisions. But, you know, that's part of it, man. That's fucking part of it. And I know most of the people who are like, cops suck. It's like, because you got a ticket? It's like, ah! But act like this girl, I guess, and let's see what happens.
License and registration. Stop right now. Okay? I'm asking because I smell something sweet coming from your breath. Okay? You're turning off and on your lights. You made a dramatic...
I smell something sweet coming off your breath. Say that to a man right before he wants to fight you. Hey, man, I know you want to fight, but I smell something sweet coming off your breath. And then blow my kiss.
Stop, okay? You're showing signs of impairment.
If you want to continue down this,
I'm trying to just rule that out the quickest way and ask you where you're coming from and you want to get an attitude.
I'm not trying an attitude.
When I'm standing here and I'm trying to talk to you,
officer. I'm not trying an attitude.
Okay.
I am not getting a...
So there's another woman next to her. There's another, like, young lady next to this young lady in the passenger seat.
Aggressive with you.
Okay.
I gave you my registration.
Doesn't she sound like Keanu?
I'll be right back with you.
It's like, how many cigarettes have you had tonight, ma'am?
I'm pretty sure she's impaired.
Sweet.
All right, Megan.
I'm pretty sure she's impaired. Sweet.
Can we try this again?
With what?
A little bit more polite on both ends, okay?
On both ends.
On both ends. I'm saying on both ends.
Thank you, officer.
You're welcome. So where are you coming from?
We are coming from hanging out for the evening.
We are coming? By the way, tell me you've been drinking without telling me you've been drinking. We're coming from hanging out for the evening.
Okay. So I've already explained to you.
Can you step out of the car?
I'm going to ask you a question here. You're showing signs of impairment. Would you be willing to do voluntary roadsides for it?
I honestly am just trying to go home.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead then.
I get that.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you need.
Okay. Go ahead and step out then. We're going to step over here. I'm going to close your door because I don't want it to get sideswiped and damaged, okay?
Sideswiped and damaged from
there's a traffic.
Okay.
Sign right here. Okay, so I'm going to have you step over here out of the roadway so that you're safe.
So she's fully tatted up. Chest, arms, hot.
As well, okay. So if you would, just go ahead and step over here for me.
What do you need?
I'm going to have you step over here so we're out of the roadway. Because I have
I was
you...
just in the roadway and I stepped out
of the roadway.
Okay.
Over here. Where am I?
Women, am I right?
Oh, whoa. Woohoo. Do you need me to step on the...
Okay. All right, Megan.
Come on.
You got anything?
You guys that? Crazy.
Hey.
You're literally assaulting a fucking local individual when I'm just trying to go home. And you all are horrible.
Dude, don't hassle me. I'm local. Don't hassle me. I'm local.
Well, Mountain Home police officers. What's your name? Let me see your ID.
I want your card right now.
Mountain Home.
I'm Corporal Steele.
What are you?
I'm Corporal Steele.
And what's your badge number?
1761.
Imagine her thinking she could remember this.
1761, what's yours?
Officer Wright, 1764.
17. I need to write this down.
Okay. Are you going to
get me a pen and get me my lawyer? I'll do your field sobriety after I get my pen and pad. I'm not. How do people think it goes? Has there ever been a traffic stop where, like, two cops pull over a black guy, shoot him dead in the car, and then leave? Has it ever happened? Ever. Where people are like, I wonder what officers those were. What were their badge numbers? Fuck.
These roadsides are not for me.
You know what? What do you need? I'm in heels.
Okay. We'll take that into consideration.
Great.
Okay. What I need from you right now is to go ahead and stand heel to heel, toe to toe with your hands by your side. Okay?
Okay, so heel to heel in my heels.
Or is that
toe to toe.
Okay.
Crazy eyes.
I want you to remain in that position until I instruct you to do otherwise. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand?
I mean, I'm not even kidding. Anyone else getting like big Keanu vibes from this? Like, I bet this is what Keanu's like when she's drunk. Because she's almost like this when she's sober. It's that Gino energy. It's that, like, I can't focus on anything. I won't let anyone else talk. I'm so emotional.
Am I instructed to do anything different?
Stay there until I tell you to. Do you understand?
Am I already doing that?
I'm asking you if
you understand. Oh, wait. Hold on, officer.
I'm asking if you understand.
Hey, guess what? I don't like cops.
Fuck.
Got him. Got him. Oh.
That's okay.
So you know what? I'm going to sit here and honestly stand here.
Again, you're under arrest for suspicion of driving while I'm talking.
I am absolutely fine.
Stop.
Please do not. What are you doing? I'm local.
I'm local. There's been a mistake. I'm local.
Hold on. Okay. No. No, I'm not intoxicated.
You're a killer,
Greg. You are insane.
I'll just taser.
The guy just goes, I'm not doing anything. I'll just taser.
Hold on. I'm standing here.
You're about to get tased if you don't stop. You're about to get tased if you don't stop. Put your hands behind your back or you're getting tased. Do you understand?
I am doing exactly.
Now you are.
Are you serious right now?
22 taser deployed.
Why are you tasing me? You crazy fuck, man. Why are you tasing me?
You're resisting.
I am not.
There's four cops on her. I'm not resisting.
I am not resisting, you psychos.
You fucking psycho. Now, I'm not. This hasn't started to get good yet. Just wait. Just wait.
Hi.
Okay, so here's the passenger. This is going to blow your fucking mind. Women, do better. Do better. This is insane what's about to happen.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
You guys are aggressive.
Stop resisting.
Oh, guess what? I'm not resisting. I'm not even resisting.
You are hammered. So the cops are now asking the passenger, why is your friend so fired up?
So fired up. What do you mean? You don't see her? You didn't see her fighting with four officers?
No.
You didn't notice that? Yes, she just got tased and tackled in the parking lot. You missed all that?
This chick was asleep. This chick was asleep in the passenger seat after getting pulled over. You know, you get a little adrenaline when you get pulled over, your friend gets pulled out of the car. The passenger went to sleep. She has no idea what just happened outside the car. She missed the fight. She missed the tasing.
Are you all headed home or?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on?
I just told you, you're underarrested.
You guys are absolutely insane. You had 12 cops.
All right, Megan. You got anything on you? It's gonna poke, stick, or stab me. Okay.
You guys are insane.
All right.
Mountain home, huh?
She just keeps saying mountain home. I'm local. Mountain home.
Mountain home. Guys, I am a fucking awesome.
No, you're not. You have somebody that is able to come pick you up?
Yes.
Okay. Where's how far is home?
What road are we in?
What road are we in?
Sorry?
Road.
You're at 62 and Commerce Drive. So by Pizza Hut. Do you have your ID?
Do you need my concealed?
No.
So then she says, do you need my concealed carry? Ruh-roh. Ruh-roh.
No, just need that. You don't have a firearm on you at this time?
Yes.
Is it in your purse?
Yes.
Okay, just leave it in your purse, all right?
So these two blackout drunk chicks, again, this woman was, the cop will tell you in a minute, this woman was asleep. After the driver got pulled out, this woman was asleep. Which is probably good because she's so fucked up and she's got a gun in her purse and, you know, she might have gone and tried to help her friend with this gun.
Just leave it in the purse and I'm happy. Okay. If you got somebody that can pick you up, if you want to call them and get them headed.
Probably don't.
She has. I was like, you see what's... She had no clue.
No, she was passed out the whole time. No clue. That's why I just...
She was passed out the whole time. She had no clue what just happened.
She just kind of snapped when she started doing field sobriety.
She snapped to me the second I went up the window, tried it out the window. I said, I'll be right back. I was waiting for Wright. Wright got here. I went back up. I gave her a set. Okay, so let's restart, both of us. I said, because, you know, you got snippy, I got snippy. I said, so let's restart this. I said, so would you do roadside? She says, yes. She comes back here. I said, I would like you to come in this parking lot over here so we're out of the roadway. Start yelling, blah, blah, blah. I started. I said, hill to hill, toe to toe, arms at your side. I said, don't move until I instruct you to do so. Do you understand? And she just went off, and I was like, we're done. Yeah.
She just went off, and I was like, we're done.
A white woman getting tased? Is it my birthday?
Or she started fighting us.
Where's your gun at the purse?
It's in my purse.
All right, well, so we're going to stop. I don't want you to keep reaching our purse when there's a gun in there.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you need to call somebody to come get you.
Do you have a phone?
I'm going to go get
it. It is not in here, in my purse.
Your phone is not in your purse?
So I thought she grabbed it. It is not.
You can't find her phone.
She just had it in her hand.
That wasn't hers.
Oh, it wasn't hers?
How much do you want to bet? I'll bet anybody right now that both of their phone screens are cracked. You know this kind of woman, right? I used to be friends with so many of these women. Their phone screens are always cracked. It's a sign, but their batteries are always dead, and their phone screens are always cracked. That's a fact, Jack. It's an indication of a bigger life problem. Like, Patrick, your phone never dies. Actually, no. I'll never forget. One time I had a guy who wanted, he was trying to be my manager when I lived in LA. Imagine that. And he drove from Malibu to my house in Burbank. He was coming over to sit in on Nobody Likes Onions. And he got to my house and he was like, do you have a phone charger so I can charge my phone? And I was like, you just drove from Malibu. He's like, yeah. This is like 2013. Like, you don't have a phone charger in your car? He drives a Mercedes. He's like, nah. I don't think I want you to be my manager. I'm not even kidding. Like, that's a problem. That's a problem. You have clients. You're doing deals. Your phone's not charged up. It's fucking nuts. So, yeah, I do think this is Mountain Home, Arkansas. And she keeps saying Mountain Home, Mountain Home.
Told her she kept reaching her purse, told her quit reaching her purse.
I had friends, these chicks, like, their phone breaks, they get their screen fixed. A week later, it's broken again. They get it fixed. They drop it in the toilet. They got to dry it out in rice. They don't have a phone for a week. The screen gets cracked again. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's like it happens nonstop. Nonstop. Just Jewel, no, it's the thing I said. I appreciate you just mentioning another mountain home, but it's the thing I said. So we're going to stick with that.
Right there.
She's like, no, Mountain Home, Tennessee. It's like, nope. I said a thing. So that's what we're going to go with.
Right, oh, God, here it is.
You want to take her to the county and do it?
Yeah.
I dry stunned her twice. Yeah. And she didn't, I didn't really phase her.
Watch it be Tennessee, and then Jules will be like, Jules? I'm calling her Jules now because of last night with the buck. Jules will be like, suck my dick, Milton. I'll be like, you have a dick?
Able to get a hold of anybody?
She says that she got a hold of somebody. It should be 15 minutes for them to get here.
Okay. All right, so she's able to get a hold of somebody. So why don't you two go to the jail and try
I don't like Jules. She doesn't fight with me. She's just like, cool. She's too easygoing. I bet her screen's not cracked.
PB and try to do that. We'll stand by for the wrecker and her ride, which is about 10 to 15 minutes out.
I'm sure she's going to jail.
Can I call my husband?
She's old. Riles, be nice. All right, I got to stop paying attention to the free chat.
At the jail.
No, we all know how that goes. Please, ma'am, grab my cell phone and let my husband know that my 3-year-old is in his hands right now.
So this is another thing people think, like, can I call my mom? The number of 30-year-old women I've asked for their father or their mother to come out to the traffic stop to help settle the hash. It's like, I mean, I'm not even like, you're not retarded, right? You know that this isn't the place. You're 30. Your mom doesn't get to come out and advocate for you.
Now, what the fuck do I pay my taxes for?
What the fuck do I pay my taxes for? For these people to be on the road and arrest you when you drive drunk.
Hey, Cody. Hey, give him the warning. She's still pretty hyped up.
You all right? You need to document. Oh my gosh! You need to document that. That's a battery. Was she a kick you?
Yeah, when I went down.
She kept kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do battery second on the police. Yeah. We'll take pictures of that. That's battery second. She kicked her, so I mean, she's pretty hyped up. Right?
It's another thing too, like when you're drunk and you're again, it's like refusing a blood alcohol test. You're gonna lose your license. Automatically, you're gonna lose your license. But you're so drunk, you don't understand what's going on. So you're just like, fuck yeah, I'm not taking your test. And it's like, oh, you're going to lose your license. You're going to lose your license immediately. It's another thing, like when you're being like arrested and your hands behind your back, you start flailing your arms and your legs and you accidentally kick a cop. Well, that's a fucking, you know what I mean? It's a problem, but you're so drunk.
Ready?
Hey, Miss Megan.
Can I get out?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How should I step out so I don't offend y'all?
Oh, hey, you're good. I like your outfit, by the way. You can put your legs out. Come on.
All right. We're going to go slow. I don't want to offend y'all.
But you're good. Come on.
Look at this piece. This is April, Kate Meany, and Keanu all mashed up into one big old bag of assholes.
Okay. Just tell me where to go. Just follow me this way. Abuse me.
Okay. Hey,
keep going, ma'am.
How good is this chick in bed, though? You know she's great. You know she's great.
Miss Abuser.
Hey, you're with us now, man.
Thank you.
Are you going to take care of me?
Yes, I am. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you in here. Okay. I'm going to take your cuffs off.
Thank
you. Do you have anything on you or in you that I need to know about?
Because no.
Because it will go off in this machine.
I'm pretty much totally naked.
I'm pretty much totally naked.
That woman with no hair that she needs some respect.
Turn around and face me. Hold on to the bars. Be very still. You're going to go that way and then come back. It's going to take
I've never seen this before. This is like a, they stand on this conveyor belt machine and hold the, and then it literally slides the person through an x-ray so they can tell if they have anything up in them. You ever see them like when they question women, you have anything on you or in you I need to know about? Anything sharp, anything that can poke me, bombs, knives, weapons, guns. They always do that. But now they have this machine. You see it in the back there. It's shaped like a metronome. And it literally like just moves this drunk bitch through it and they x-ray her. But I think this is crazy because like people who are not like at the airport, not like at the airport at all. This is, she's on a conveyor belt that moves her through an x-ray. Is that? Yeah, I guess it's like at the airport for your bags. Like, I don't understand how they get really, really drunk, belligerent people to do this. Like, what if she's just like, no, fuck y'all. I guess they could handcuff her to the...
Wait, I go that way, and then you'll move back this way.
They're telling her, like, you're stand still, hold the bars, you're going to go that way, and then it'll move you back this way. And she's like, so I go like this, and I go like that, I go this way and that way. I like, yeah, this is what it's like trying to get a drunk to do something. I guess if they don't do it right, they just keep getting exposed to radiation until they die, and then they're not a problem anymore.
All right, you can come this way. Listen to me, Megan. She's
going to
be dealing with
you. Right,
this is my favorite part.
No, I won't deal with her. No, she's rude as shit.
Hey, I am a local in Mountain Home. I pay my taxes, and I will not deal with a rude motherfucker.
So you're going to refuse her test?
What test?
They're going to have to do a BAC on you. Are you going to refuse it?
I ain't dealing with her. She's scary.
He'll be here the whole time.
Look at you. You ain't got no hair,
man. Look at you. You ain't got no hair. Look at you. You ain't got no hair.
No,
ma'am.
She's scary.
Ma'am, listen.
You're rude as fuck.
Megan.
I will not tolerate Megan. That type of treatment. I am still a human. I fucking pay my taxes.
She's wearing turquoise around her neck, just like April. Imagine liking turquoise. You ain't got no hair.
Live here, and you are rude as shit.
No, again, Riles, that's the worst advice you can give people, to refuse a blood alcohol test. Again, most states, it's a condition of you having a license that you will submit to a blood alcohol test when asked by an officer. And if you, it's an automatic suspension of your license if you refuse to do BAC. Most states, that's how it is. So it's awful advice to be like, refuse all tests. That's not good. That's not good.
Megan.
Rude.
Megan.
You're being kind of rude, Megan. Now, Megan. Well, what? Because I'm speaking my mind?
No, you're yelling. Will you talk to me?
What is this, good cop, bad cop?
No.
It literally is. It literally is. And she calls it out. She goes, what is this? Good cop, bad cop? She has these really lucid moments. I love it.
Well, what? Because I'm speaking my mind.
No, you're yelling. Will you talk to me?
What is this, good cop, bad cop?
Was Tony?
Yeah, everybody's like, I agree with Reels. Refuse the test. It's like, yeah, you'll just lose your license for a year. Immediately. No, it doesn't even matter what gets adjudicated in court. You'll just lose your license. That's a fact, Jack. So do not do that.
No. She's not yelling at you. She's not yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you.
I will not deal with her. Put someone else in here.
What if I go in there with you? Will you? She'll have to be in there.
I want to cooperate. I will.
Okay.
Cooperate.
I'll go in there with you. I'll go in there too, but she has to do her test because I can't do that test, okay?
You make sure she's nice.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, good cop, bald cop. Yeah.
Megan,
sit down.
Megan, sit down for me.
Rude.
Megan,
you want to
say please?
Sit down.
Maybe. You want to say please?
No, ma'am.
Then
no.
I will not talk to her. She doesn't want to talk to me nicely. She is not going to be respectful.
She doesn't have to say please, though. They're an officer.
Listen, Megan. Listen to us. She hasn't said anything new, and you're already mouthing off to her.
Why are you guys being mean?
Imagine being this patient. Imagine being this patient.
Being mean.
Oh, she thinks you got a power trip?
No, I'm just asking you to sit down so I can read this statement to you so you understand your rights. Then I'm going to ask you to do my test. You can either refuse or do it, all right? And then after that's done, you're going with her.
So, Megan, I'm going to be
honest. Thank you for talking to me.
Megan.
Okay, that's it.
But don't be rude.
That's what she was trying to do, Megan.
The faster.
I will sit down.
Okay. The faster we get through
this. But you know what? You should look at how you treat people in
okay,
the future.
You're allowed to have your own opinion. All right, I gotta read this. It's pretty long and extensive. It's just bear with me, okay?
The quicker we get through this, the less time you gotta deal with her, okay?
All right.
Your advice, any person who operates or is in actual physical control of a motorboat or motor vehicle in the state is deemed to have given consent to one or more chemical tests of his or her breath, saliva, or urine. An actual
Yeah, see, that's what it is. Like, applying for and receiving a license, you've already agreed, like, that's part of the privilege. You've said, I will do this test when asked by law enforcement. So it literally is a condition of having your license.
For an attorney at this point?
As a motorboat? This is not admitting guilt.
It's not admitting guilt. This is just part of her test that she has to do.
Well, what are y'all doing? I'm scared. I feel like I need an attorney. Megan.
So now she's mad that there's so many people in the room when that was literally, she wouldn't go in the room. She wouldn't go in the room until others came in there with her because she didn't want to deal with the hairless bitch.
You don't need to
take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to show you this form.
Y'all are scaring me. I just used taste me.
Is she still hot? Is she still hot, everybody?
And I didn't want any of this.
Megan, I'm trying to show you what it says. If you look at this paper here, what does that say?
I don't know. It says, I can't read it because you tased me.
I can't read because you tased me.
I want an attorney. I want my husband.
Are you refusing this test, Megan?
Ugh. If I'm your husband, don't even come home. Don't even call. Pull an April. Leave your ring in the mailbox. Which is also a federal crime.
I don't know. I'm so scared. I'm so scared of all of you.
This is a statement of rights form. All this is me telling you what.
So she literally turns and faces the corner like the goddamn Blair Witch.
Your rights.
This will all just go away if I turn around and close my eyes. There's no place like home, mountain home. There's no place like mountain home.
At this
right.
point in time.
That's my rights.
So will you listen to me while I read them?
Read your red tape.
Okay. I do love, every once in a while, she has an amazing moment. The, what is this, good cop, bad cop? And the, read your red tape. Read your red tape. Just read it.
Rights form. All this is me telling you what your rights are at this
right.
point in time.
That's my rights.
So will you listen to me while I read them?
Read your red tape.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
You little lion. She, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, there was an alcohol concentration.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All we're asking is if you want.
This bitch is a mess. She's a mess.
I want to take this drug test.
Yes or no?
Can I have some water?
Not. No, I can't
have the test first.
No, I. No, you guys. You're refusing me water.
So let me.
No.
Not since Southwest Airlines have I ever been more insulted. Read your red tape. We need her voice on Super Tips.
I need a cup of water to calm the fuck down.
So, like, again, tell me you're a privileged bitch who's never been told no in her life, who's never been in trouble. It's like, You think you can act like this in public? How cringe. How embarrassing.
That's all this test is saying. It's up to you whether you want to do a breath test.
All you guys do is fuck people.
I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm reading you.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Mountain Home.
Fuck. That should be their tourism slogan. It should just be a close-up of her face.
I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm reading
you. Yeah.
Ready?
Welcome to Mountain Home. I feel
I'm reading you.
Yeah. Welcome to Mountain Home.
I'm trying to fuck you. I'm reading you.
Yeah. Welcome to Mountain Home.
She's scarier than that Deliverance boy with the banjo. Is she still hot? I'm confused, everybody. Is she still hot? She's like developing sore. Like, look how scratched up she is. Probably from being thrown to the ground. Oh, she's got the shitty turquoise. I mean, this is just. Welcome to Mountain Home. I know you don't still fuck her, you fucking savages.
You want the breath test?
All you guys do?
You're like, she's not quite drunk enough for me.
Fuck people.
I'm not trying to fuck you. I'm reading you.
Yeah. Notes. Welcome to Mountain Home. I feel like I need an attorney.
Okay, right. So we're going to put it as a refusal.
Your feelings are valid.
An attorney, you don't want no test.
And what does a test do?
You've already refused. Let's go.
Because he didn't accept
it. All right, tow truck's here. Need you to step out.
Meanwhile, back at the car. Oh.
Alyssa? Yeah. You need to step out.
She's asleep again.
You get your purse and everything.
Sure can.
We'll go hang out over here and wait for your ride to get here. Like, she had no clue what was going on. Like, I think she was surprised that I was standing there. I was like, what's wrong with you? Why is your friend so fired up? And she said, what? I don't know. I said, you don't see her fighting with four officers? No, I didn't see any of it.
Now, sometimes a taser has no effect.
All right. We don't need to hear this guy's opinion of it. Anyway, very, very funny. I thought you guys would like that. Lev Kramar says, I love chicks with tats. Would. As in, he's sporting wood. Cornball says, I can fix her. That's what guys think. Iona Kana Hulk's. What is it? Iona Kana Hulk's match. She's redder than Neil Brennan's brother. She is redder than Neil Brennan's brother. That's a fact, Jack. By the way, speaking of Neil Brennan's brother, what's going on with Kevin? Why is he like now doing shows with a green screen? Does anybody know? I don't have Patreon, so I can't watch his like full shows. But if you go to his Rumble, like this is the latest show. And by the way, if you've ever wanted clean Kevin Brennan against a green screen, Clippers should be pulling all this. You know, gummy chainsaw, I imagine you can do wonders with this kind of thing. Bink. It's rolling. He's live.
I'm live?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
So we see now that he has a proper green screen. He's not using that pop-up chair green screen anymore. This is a rare glimpse of Kevin Brennan because the intel that we've gotten, and as best as we can figure, Kevin and his wife started having trouble in 2022. And they went to marriage counseling. They've tried to work it out for years. Last year, I think, everything was coming to a head, or at the end of 2023. And Kevin confided in Taz, apparently, the resident artist, a.k.a. Pat Dixon's person. And Kevin, for some reason, told Taz that they were splitting up. They were getting a divorce. Kevin bought a house in Jersey. This has been, people have dug that up and found it. And the theory is that Kevin doesn't live with his wife anymore at all. You know, Kevin does shows drunk Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night now. Sometimes on the weekend, he does two or three shows a day. And, you know, I've only watched back in like 2023, his wife would come in sometimes. He would get called into the other room sometimes. He'd have to run and go do something for the kids sometimes. You never hear any of that anymore. He's always available. He's always available. Morning, noon, and night, he's free to stream. And we all know his grumpiness factor has gone up. The way he treats people has gone up. So there's reasons to believe the divorce is real. When he gets a super chat about it, he gets a little salty. But there's been no interaction. Like, his wife used to walk in the room and, like, talk, or, like, he would have to get up and run and talk. Huh? Hold on. And he would have to, like, go do something. That would happen, like, once a month, once every couple months. And that hasn't occurred in forever. And he's streaming more than ever. So the theory is he now lives in a different place than his wife. I don't know if she's in the house and they're in the Jersey apartment. But, yeah, the theory is, like, that's the thing. He's separated from his family. He's angry as shit. And he's not going to take it anymore. But at least the podcast is better than ever.
Jesus, I'm not even plugged in.
Oh, his headset mic wasn't even plugged in.
Hello?
Great.
I'm live. What an absolute shit show. Yes. Less.
Well,
live. We're
waiting.
Live. All right, we did it. Still not doing great. Maybe I should just paint MLC on the back of the green screen. How about that? How about that?
Why? Just because he's on Rumble, why can't he get his green screen working? It's still StreamYard, right?
Right. I just put MLC on the back.
So what people are speculating is he's downloaded Rumble Studio because he doesn't think you can use StreamYard with Rumble. Because I think that their API, they don't really have like a robust API. So you have to set it up manually with an ingest URL. And he doesn't know how to do that. So he has to use Rumble Studio. But he thinks that's Rumble, and he's just like, God, Rumble sucks. Even though he could be using StreamYard, he's just too dumb, and I guess Adam doesn't care enough to help him.
Mountain Home, she did nothing wrong. Anything else I should say, Aaron?
Oh, God, she's local.
Coach Patrick, what happened to the cowhead voice? Come to think of it, AOL keyword Calta ain't working no more neither.
AOL keyword Calta. Okay, I'll enable the cowhead voice, but now you got it. You have to do a cowhead super chat, okay? Hold on, I'll turn it on. Boom. I'll turn them all on. You want Royce Miller, Derek Savage, Butch Bradley, Shuley, David Skarica, Ashley LaRue, Drunk on Cringe, Kate Meany, Ty Rivera. What do you want? Corey Adam. These are all disabled. Josh Denny. Oh, no. Fuck. I got to refresh because I just unselected them all. All right, hold on. I'm turning them. Shuley. All right. Fuck! Oh, I'm hitting the wrong thing. No wonder. Jesus Christ, you bunch of fucking lollipops. All right, how do I do this? Fuck! I wrecked it again. One more time. This is going to be the... This one's going to do it. Royce Miller, Cowhead, Derek Savage, Butch Bradley, Shuley... Josh Denny, Corey Adam, save. Boom. Now they're enabled. I don't want to hear anything about it. We're waiting on the flimsy voice. Look, Moody's slammed because he's coming to the U.S. and he's too busy to do it. Super tip sucks.
Heck. All right. We got to get the kinks worked out, but. Adam's not, I need music and stuff and if it doesn't work out.
He really thinks he has to use Rumble Studio to stream on Rumble. I'm not even making this up. Rumble Studio is like pretty new. Like it's not even, it's like a year old or something. He thinks you have to use Rumble Studio to stream to Rumble. He's dumb.
Don't work out. But don't make dollars who don't make sense. That's a fact, Jack. And again, I don't have to. Yes, I'm not making threats, but I don't have.
Finish a thought, for fuck's sake.
ML Podcast just started screaming.
Him and Gino have the same problem. They can't finish a thought, but it's Gino switches to another thought, and Kevin just stops talking. And goes brain dead.
Screaming. ML, yeah. Still got the cough. I mean, at this point, there's no point to do a show. Between a cough. Once the, you know, that's the reason.
Tell it to your fucking bank account.
Once I get a cough, it's here for 3 weeks. Because cold water, anything drinking cold makes it cold air, talking, literally anything. Aggravates it. So I officially don't care. So I'll watch this clip and then we'll hang up. And,
I don't care.
We'll hang up and listen.
There's also like something very weird going on with Kevin's hair. Are these plugs? I don't know enough about. This is complete. This is like Aaron M. Holt-esque. It's going completely bald over here. It's bald over here, and then this is like just like 13 hairs holding hands. Like, and I think like he can't grow it out. I had an old dog once, an old chow, big, beautiful black majestic coat. And my stupid stepmom decided one day that she would shave him, like, she wanted him to be cool. She doesn't understand that dogs' coats help keep them cool. So anyway, like, she shaved him down completely, like, to this Kevin Brennan-esque level. And he was so old, he never grew it back. It never grew back. And, that dog, it's so sad to just see him all wrinkled up and gross.
Title is called Ex-Comedian Kevin Brennan Berates Cop and Unhinged Senile Tirade. I haven't seen this yet. I don't know who this is about. Who is he talking about? The mic's on. The mic's
this
on.
Is going it's great.
Turned up enough? Yeah, it's fine. I mean, seriously, man. The mic's not on? Is it not on? Is it not on? Hello? The mic's not on?
He wants an answer. Hello?
Wow. So the mic's not on. No, I'm not taking calls. Is the mic on or no? I'll end the show.
I'm not taking calls.
Right now, the mic's not on. Dave Sarah, is the mic on? Is the mic on?
I don't know Dave Sarah. I don't know anything about him, but like he's one of those guys like Stevie Lou, like calls Kevin Boss and like, hey man, careful, that's my guy. Run away. Sooner than later. I mean, I guess Kevin sends these guys $50, they lose their mind. Run away. Run away. Run away.
I'll just end the show right now. Hello. Is the mic on? I'll just end the show right now. Well, so the mic sounds off. Is it on or no? It sounds off. It's on. I like everybody. So everybody just assumes because, wow.
Yeah, Kevin, we can hear the room echo. We know it's your laptop mic, not your headset mic. You're the only, again, like all these guys like worked in the business and they can't tell good sound from bad sound.
What do you mean it's not on? I hear it. What do you mean it's not on? You guys are dumb.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what it sounds like.
I don't care.
Good. I'll end the stream right now. I'll just end it. I'll play it. No, yeah. I'm just going to end it right now.
And that was it. And that was it. I don't know if he's okay anymore. Like, I don't know if he's all right. But can we get a wellness check? Can we get some sort of, I don't know, man. Apparently this happened. You know, just listen to this.
Jesus fucking Christ. You got a lot of shit going on. You're fighting with Steel Toe. Well, you're not really fighting. I watched the clip. It was a little bit of...
Is this Granny, Little Lemmy's bitch?
He was being snooty. He was being sarcastic. He was talking down to you, I thought. A lot of stuff. It's just like, why bring it up? You know, why bring it up if that's going to be the way it is? It's like, you know, he's trying to get a win out of something that's not a win.
Well, this is how it all rolled down. So I... Unfortunately, I did it to fuck with him. And I've been holding on to this for a while because a lot of his... audience members told me about the whole situation. I didn't know. I didn't have access to social media and shit when it happened. But yeah, I guess he did that show and said to pay for, like, he would pay half the goal went to me or something.
Yeah.
So I guess Granny was in rehab. And while he was in rehab, you know how Steel Toe like latches onto causes when he's not hitting his goal? Come on, guys, do it for Johnny. He's not feeling well. Come on, guys, do it for Alyssa Jordana. Come on, guys, do it for Gordy. So I guess one time he said, let's do it for Granny, who's in rehab.
So my friend Granny wrote me yesterday. And I wanted to know if you guys remembered this, because I didn't. I didn't remember it. I'm not saying he was shaking me down or anything like that. It's not what I'm saying. But Granny insisted that when he went to rehab, I raised money for him. And that I owed him $140. Now, I don't remember doing this. He sent me the episode. I listened to the episode, and I don't. I couldn't find a part where I specifically said.
So Granny sent Steel Toe an episode, and he listened to the episode. You listened to 4 hours of audio to see if you said something. Jesus Christ. Can everyone start doing this to him? Just send him episodes of his own show and go, you said this.
I mean, I did say, let's knock out the goal tonight for Granny, for Granny, for Granny. And I think people, Granny claims other people took that as me raising money for him. I don't know.
I was just using him, really, to hit the goal.
Oh, but I did tell him, look, man, you know, if you say it happened, it happened. Things are going pretty well for Steel Toe right now. Here's $150.
When it rains, it pours.
There you go. He said, no, a lot of your biggest donors. That's what he told me. He said, a lot of your biggest donors said you did that, and they're upset with you that you didn't pay. And I don't remember. And he was coming in pretty hot. And it was like really, he was really aggressive about it. And I was like, okay, you know.
He was really aggressive. You better give me that fucking money. You better give me that fucking money.
I argued.
And people are calling out. Aaron's doing the look to the side lie.
With him a little bit. I'm like, sorry, man. And I wasn't being a dick. He even said, you're being passive aggressive. And I wasn't. I was like, I really don't remember doing that. But if you have the clip, you know, whatever. And he sent me the clip and I listened and I'm like, this doesn't sound like that. But I could see where someone could take it like that, because like for Granny. And I'm like, well, I don't want people to say that.
Dude, I say we're going to raise money for Johnny all the time. Doesn't mean Johnny gets any of it. God.
Donated to the show thinking it was going somewhere and it didn't. So here you go. And I gave it to him and he was cool after that. Like after that, after he got his money, he was really cool. I don't know.
Granny was cool. Okay.
It was one of those things where, and I've been in those situations before, where it's better to just, if there's a question about it, just pay and move on and make the person happy. I don't know. But if somebody does remember it, I think it would help set my mind at ease. He appreciated it. He was very nice about it afterwards, and we joked a little. But I don't know. Dysrhythmia says if you're a fan of the show, he said a lot of your P1. I don't know what P1 means. I don't know if that's internet talk or if I skipped that day in broadcasting school, but he said a lot of your P1s are mad at you for it. And I'm like,
what is a P1?
I'll talk about it. I'll see if these P1, again, I don't know what a P1 is. Too much internet talk. They don't talk that way in the real world.
This is Aaron, who uses nothing but wrestling vernacular in everything he does. Dude, that's not how people talk in the real world. This is some sort of kayfabe. Is this a work or a shoot?
I'll see if my P1s think that. But so far in my chat, nobody is saying this. Packer Backer, who I would consider a P1. Says, nah, man, you say do it for all the time. We don't take it literally. If you said do it for Tiffany Henyard, we don't expect you to donate the money.
I'm actually on Aaron's side on this. Who could realistically expect Aaron to give money? This is the guy who promised VIPs a $100 drawing every month and hasn't done it for 2 years. He doesn't keep his word when he does explicitly promise money. Why would he give money when he is being coy about it, you know? P1 is what you set your best radio station to in your car.
Here's my thing. If there were people who donated thinking that was the case, I want to keep those people happy, you know? So.
Oh, hold on. Moody says P1. Oh, this is very interesting if this is true. Moody says P1's an actual radio term. Which means a member who listens more to that station than any other. Isn't it amazing that he doesn't know what a potentiometer is? He doesn't know what P1 is. He doesn't know any real radio terms at all. But he's the real radio guy. Got it.
No skin off my back, and it helped Granny a lot. So I don't think anything was lost there.
And then he deleted the episode. So, like, I couldn't even get clips or whatever, but I had the date. And
so after Granny brings it up to Aaron, Aaron goes back and deletes the episode. Now, suspicious? Yeah. Yeah.
They sent it to me or whatever, and he was being a cock to me in the chat and shit, and so I brought it up, and he did pay me, but I had to be an absolute fucking asshole. He said I shook him down.
Shook him down, yeah. You can't shake somebody down over the internet.
No.
Unless you had his nudes, and you were going to show them to me.
Says Bob Levy, the guy who's still trying to get Kevin Brennan to give him money. Over the internet. Hello?
Hey.
Would you want to see that?
No, but I'm saying we'd have to go to court.
I mean, I could probably make that happen for you, Bob, if that's a dream of yours.
What's up, Don? What's up, brother? Today's goal is $6,242.13 and 20 memberships. What is today? Today's Thursday. Okay, I got it. I got it now. Now, you see, it's hard. When you go to sleep in the day, when you wake up for a couple hours and then you sleep for a couple, you wake up at 7 and then you go back to sleep at like 9:30, you don't know what day it is anymore. But it's good to sleep, you know?
I think that's early onset dementia, Bob, but like I'm not a doctor, so I wouldn't.
Yeah. Stop complaining. Go fuck yourself. That's what I like to do. I'm better now.
Look, I don't really hate him that much. He just owed me money, dude, and I went to collect. You know what I mean?
That's it. You're like a...
He owed me money, dude, and I went to collect. All right, Theo Vaughn.
What the hell are you trumping me over for?
It's like this, pal. Nobody likes us. We're the highway patrol, and we ruin everyone's day. And as if dealing with speed freaks and road ragers wasn't enough, we have to deal with you, a middle-aged, washed-up stand-up who can't control his Ford or his wife. I could pull you out of this K-car and brand you with my P90, and no jury on God's creation would convict me because they'd see this tape.
So, I don't know. It reminded me of the time Aaron M. Holt stole over $2,000 for veterans. It's still up today. You can go see the GoFundMe where Aaron raised money for like the Minnesota Veterans Association or something like that. He raised over $2,000. He never gave that money to the Veterans Association. I'm saying it because people have checked under the name Aaron M. Holt, under the name Steel Toe Morning Show, under the name April M. Holt. There was no donation. So Aaron literally pocketed $2,000 he raised while he was on the radio. This was years ago. From fans for veterans. This is up there with Chad Zumach. It's nuts. It's nuts. And then somebody told me that today he was talking about murdering me on his show. I haven't had time to go through today's show. So I don't know if that's true or not.
Gosh dang it, Patrick. Does Susan G. Komen talk about BREAST cancer for free? Heck, you wouldn't know what cancer was if it weren't for her.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know about Granny because of Aaron boxing.
No, I mean, remember when Granny was trying to tell him, like, dude, I can't even play your show at my work anymore because you never stop talking about being a pedophile or Melton being a pedophile or whatever? Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you, bud. And then I go to look at Aaron's show today and I notice that it's not on YouTube. Anybody know what's going on? Does anybody know why Aaron's show is not on YouTube this morning? I'll hang up and wait for your answer. But it is still up on Rumble. So let's have a look. It's just quiet, or why is? Oh, I'm. I got. Run, dun, dun, dun.
I am really sorry. I can't guarantee that I'm gonna. And I'm going to put my face on the screen just yet.
I don't know if he was on YouTube this morning or not, but it's gone now. Is he suspended from YouTube again, or did he do something on the show this morning? I don't know anybody who watches his show, so.
Hold on. I got to make sure this is passed. There we go. Welcome to the program. I'm fine. I feel great.
We're listening for an oh boy.
I'm having a wonderful morning.
It's you gonna... nailed it, Copeland. I didn't even see that, but that's exactly what I'm waiting for. Oh boy.
It'll be a great day today. Very busy. Lots of great stuff to talk about today. Some not so great stuff, but. And this happens.
We have quite a bit of not so great stuff today, but we also have a barrel full of acceptable things and some good stuff.
Aaron, you got to give me my money. You promised me you would in that episode.
What episode? I must have dropped it in the lake.
Hold on, is this a granny voice now?
Aaron, you got to give me my money. You promised me you would in that episode.
What episode?
It's too much.
I must have dropped it in the lake.
It's too much. We don't need all this. Come on.
Periodically, probably once or twice a month, just a rampant sneezing fit before the show starts. Literally, Ben, I woke up at about 4:30 this morning. Drove home from SP's.
I was talking to Nick today. I'm going to spill some of the beats. I don't think he cares if I talk about this. He was telling me just some wild stories about back in the day with him and Aaron. But he would be like, you know, like he'd wake up in the morning at, you know, sleeping at Nick's house, and he would like have to drive back at like 2:33 a.m. because he wouldn't do the show from Nick's. He didn't want people to know what was going on. And he'd like wake up early in the morning and like speed back. And like April, half the time would just like stay there because they would bring two cars. And and then I do have a correction because Nick called me today. He's like, I do have to tell you that I did say, and a lot, and people were saying this in the chat last night. And I'll admit it, when I'm wrong and I get something wrong, I'll step up and say it. Nick said I did say that it was possible that one or two officers rubbed cocaine in my child's hair, and then he went on a lengthy explanation about why that would be potentially possible. He's seen the body cam footage, and he says that two officers touched his daughter's hair. He says, I don't think it was like a malicious thing or anything like that. You know, like you've seen cops on scene with like parents getting arrested. They'll tussle like a kid's hair. Like, how you doing, buddy? How old are you? You know, that kind of thing, like kind of distracting them. And they had the gloves on because they had, you know, he's talking about like how they were handling stuff. And anyway, that there was potential. And I guess he did say that at some point. And I thought that was purely an Aaron invention. Now, in a way, it was purely an Aaron invention because Aaron said that way before Nick did. Nick wasn't talking at all. Aaron said that while Nick, you know, was like in the thick of it and not saying shit. But I guess there is a potential for like, the positive that they got on the test, long story short, and there was a lot of scientific shit involved, but Nick will tell the story one day. But I guess, long story short, it is a possibility. I don't even know the right terminology medically. What the kid's hair tested positive for could have actually been external to the hair. That's the gist of it. And I'm not saying that. Nick's saying that. And has said that. But Aaron 100% said it first. The first thing Aaron said was like, oh my God, he probably like had coke all over him and he went down and kissed his kid and got it in their hair. That was, of course, before the narrative helped Aaron better to be like, no, his kids were on drugs. But yeah, metabolites. Yeah, maybe that's the word. I don't know. He said basically there's like seven metabolites. I don't know the science. The way it was explained to me is there's like seven different metabolites that can indicate cocaine usage. And one of the metabolites, when it comes in contact with skin, manifests itself somehow and could show up in a test.
Coach Patrick, we don't give a good gosh damn about Nick's excuses for cops touching his kid's hair or not touching the hair or whatnot. We want to know why that B-I-T-C-H doesn't say anything interesting or spills the beans about Coach Aaron.
He can't. He's being sentenced and stuff. From what I understand, he's gonna tell his story. It's coming. Maybe in a format. But look, I don't know. Look, if you have a year to kill, maybe you should write a book. I don't even know. Maybe he's already got a book written about it. I don't know. I'm telling you I made a mistake, and I don't want to get accused of like saying stuff that's not true. But I do know for a fact that Aaron did make that update, like, oh, Nick probably got it in his kid's hair by kissing it. But apparently there is a metabolite that when it comes in contact with skin, gets stronger.
Where's the goddamn mini fridge?
That's a good question that I didn't ask. Where is his fucking fridge? He's got to bring it to Hackamania. We'll rope it off exactly like Stuttering John's couch was at DabbleCon. We'll let people like come up and get a picture with the fridge and stuff. Not the football player, the actual appliance. But yeah, I don't know. And then he said like that particular metabolite, when they wash the hair before the test, it's been shown that it actually can push the metabolite into the fiber of the follicle rather than rinse it out. But that's, again, I may not be getting scientific stuff right, and I'm not saying this at all. This is Nick's story to tell. But I do want to ask you that correction. Nick did, in fact, say it was possible that the cops rubbed the cocaine on the child's hair. That did happen. So, retraction issued. Thank you very much.
Totally fine. Got the show ready, you know, the stream set up, everything like that. Played with the dog a little bit. Just fine. I sit down, I do my hair. It looks fabulous. I know. Thank you.
I do my hair. Again, he's leaving SP's house at 4:30 to run home and do this show. All for the illusion of being a radio guy. And ever since Anthony's going back, boy, is he on a kick. People have pointed out. He mentions radio nonstop. This Anthony Cumia radio deal with WABC in New York has given him new wind beneath his wings. He thinks like, oh, so all us canceled radio guys are now being hired again. Cool, cool, cool. Love it. Love it.
Thank you. But I sit down here to start the show, and literally as I start the opening intro, I'm just sneezing my asshole off. It's ridiculous.
And a man in my position can't afford to be made to look ridiculous.
So I'm recovering. You know, at least one of us is in recovery.
Take that, Nick. Take that, Nick.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Good one.
I was playing with Gordy this morning. It's a shame I didn't dress Gordy up. Only a complete homosexual would dress up their dog like...
Okay. I've been told this is about me. I got a lot of messages yesterday. No, he's saying you dress your dog up, Melton. Okay. I don't. But okay. I've been told... Undeniably, he's 100% talking about you, Melton. He's saying you dress your dog up. And I'm like, okay. Now, the great thing is, like, we've kind of been, like, laying off Steel Toe for 2 weeks. Why am I so in his head? Why is he? Remember, he was sending out this package to Red Bar yesterday. And in the middle of it, like, at the end, he's like, P.S. Patrick's a map. It's like, okay. Okay. I don't know. All right.
Say for Halloween. That would be super fucking gay. Especially like if it wasn't my partner's idea and I just really thought it was cool to dress up your dog. Like that would be the gayest thing I could ever think to do.
You ate cum. Are you sure? Like, again, I think dressing up dogs is stupid, but didn't you eat cum?
Do me a favor. If I ever dress my dog up, come to my house and kill me. If I ever dress my dog up and then I'm proud of it and I take pictures, put me away. Because any man who dresses their dog up really shouldn't even do someone else the disservice of making them kill them. They should just do it, you know, to do the right thing. Dressing your dog up is one of those 21st century tests of your manhood. If you even allow it, you're a queer. But yeah, don't do that. Also, I didn't have time today to drive my dog halfway across a state for a play date because I have no friends and really no social life to speak of whatsoever.
Huh? Like, I'm not kidding. I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about.
You know, when you don't have children, sometimes you just, you overlove your dog and you play make-believe. And
okay. No, again, I can't defend any of that because I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's the worst at, like, insulting people because I don't know what he's talking about. But I will tell you this. This thing he does to me, he does it to Chad sometimes, whoever he does it to. You don't have kids. You don't have kids. I guess when you don't have kids, I guess when you have no purpose because you're childless. He does this insult all the time. Let's not forget, his best friend, Gino, doesn't have kids, and Gino's 56, right? Is that problematic, or is Gino still cool? I don't know. I'm confused. Getting a call from James Baumert. Hello?
Yeah, listen, real quick. He's talking about the picture. If you got back from Croatia, somebody had a service dog that was fucking rainbow-colored, a shaved poodle that was like rainbow. You put the picture on Twitter. You dumb fuck. Talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Oh, okay. So not even my dog. Fuck. Yeah, on the way to DabbleCon, there was a poodle that looks like Tukey. I could probably find it on my phone because I took a picture of it. It looked so insane. So that, okay, that explains it. That has to explain it. Dog. I'll just search for dog. Now that makes sense. Okay. Every once in a while, Baumert gets me. Fuck, it's not coming up. Anyway, I don't know where I posted it. I guess it was a... Anyway, there was a poodle that was like... Every part of the poodle was dyed red, yellow, green. It looked like... Actually, the head of the dog looked like Tukey. And it had a hat. Oh, okay. Now it all makes sense. Fuck. All right, I'm searching for green dog. When was that? I guess it was... Yeah, just not coming up. Weird. I do know what you're talking about now, but I do want to show the photo of it because it is insane. You just search dog? Oh, dogs. All dogs go to heaven. It's still not coming up. I don't know. I think, where did I put it? I must have tweeted it or something. All right. So, again, savage insult. I was sitting in first class and took a picture of a dog getting on board the screen. All right. Anyway, so that explains that. Okay. Fuck. All right. Jesus. Like, honestly, like, fuck. But I do have to point out the thing about having kids. I do want to talk about that a little bit. He has plenty of friends who don't have kids. A, that's A. B, let's not act like having kids implies some sort of skill or talent. There are plenty of dumb, poor troglodytes with children, okay, who neglect them, who don't take care of them, who can't afford them. Having kids, anyone can pop in a girl. Anyone can pop in a chick and get her pregnant. And thirdly, lastly, C, finally, if you will, it's so easy to accidentally have children that at least one of the three of your kids was an accident. Or have you forgotten that when you publicly announced on your radio show that you were divorcing your wife and then you started cheating on her while you were still married with your current girlfriend, Slam Piece, this was 5-6 years ago, while you were cheating on your wife with Slam Piece, you were still fucking your wife, knocked her up, had what you admit is an oops baby, Emily, gooey. You accidentally had kids. So you're rubbing it in my face that you can't control your cum is insane. There's a real difference between having kids and being a father. You also don't have kids. I can't emphasize this enough. Nick Riccata, for as much as you want to hate him, and as much as he's done wrong and still needs to stand in the town square and admit it, as much as that's true, you don't live with your children. You don't have your children. You have a lot of downtime with no kids. And the mother of your children has filed several different legal procedures against you. Basically, the woman who had children with you thinks you're like unfit in many ways. Can we stop the like, I came inside a woman, therefore I'm greater than, that's insane. That's insane. You know, I'm able to control my cum. I've never knocked a girl up. I've never had to have a girl get an abortion. Never, ever, ever in my life. When it comes to having kids, measure twice, cut once, I say. You're out there just shooting seed everywhere while being unfaithful to your wife. Hello? Cool stuff, man.
And you pretend it's a human. It's tragic, really.
So that's funny. So he thinks I was on a plane with my multicolored dog, and that makes me gay. Got it.
That what I just did there, I have to admit, I still have a little bit of shithead in me. I literally did that for one person. Nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about. That was I'm going to get a Twitter DM today, and there's going to be one person, and they're going to go, I laughed my fucking balls off. That was great. And one person is going to lose their mind over it because Steel Toe makes them feel.
Yes, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind that you're wrong about my dog. Yikes!
Miss Tay starting us off today with $14.99.
Is there anyone worse at insults than Aaron? He thinks he's savage. It's like, you gotta get the right dog. You have to get the right dog first. Fuck.
Says, save Gordy from dress-ups. You look less fat in that shirt. Well, here's the secret. So, I think what we're finding out is that I'm actually a large. Which when you go 6'3", being able to wear a large is something to brag about. Cause if you're 6'3" and you wear a medium, you're gay. So
everything is gay. If you dress your dog up, you're gay. If you wear a medium, you're gay. If you're short, you're gay. If you listen to NLO, you're gay. Gay, 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 gay. This guy eats cum.
Hello?
This guy ate cum off his wife's chest like the hot and ready light was on over at the Little Caesars.
Oh, what I figured out, SP for Valentine's Day got me a very, as we used to say in the 90s, schnazzy.
Nope.
She got me a very schnazzy shirt.
You tell me, was it ever schnazzy or is it snazzy? Schnazzy or snazzy? Pretty snazzy. Pretty schnazzy. I don't know. You tell me. Seize the Day says, spoiler alert, Nick's tell-all interview with NLO soon. I would love that, but I think he should do it on his own channel, honestly. Get that money. Silence Duguid to Aaron, doing his hair is fluffing it out to cover as much skin as possible. That's dead fucking on. That's dead fucking true. Doing his hair means blow drying it and just trying to grow it out as long as it can to fucking Dennis the Menace.
For Valentine's Day, and it was a large, and I put it on, I wore it out, and
now the details of his Valentine's Day aren't too personal. Remember when we asked, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? He's like, no offense, man, but none of your business. That's crazy that you're asking that. A week or two afterwards, he'll tell you everything that happened on Valentine's Day, what Slam Piece wore, who ordered what at Pasta Buckets.
It looked great, and I went back to my XL shirts, and I'm swimming in them, you know? And I've got about 7 pounds that I need to drop off. But the larges look a lot better. They're a lot better form-fitting. And this is darker. I blended.
By the way, Aaron knew he wasn't going to fight in that thing because he never lost weight. And by the way, so Aaron said he had to go down and help set up. We didn't cover really anything to do with the boxing match because nothing happened. Aaron didn't even attend. Aaron was told by Scott to not even come. And Aaron was supposed to show up and help with the event at Mr. Jim's. It was this past Saturday. This is when Aaron was supposed to fight. Aaron knew he wasn't going to be boxing in it. He never lost a weight. Aaron said he had to go down there and help set up and get it going. Scott told him to stay home. Scott told him, don't even fucking come down. There's too much shit. Scott has told the other fucking idiot coach, John, to no longer stream from the gym, and a very special agent of Nobody Likes Onions called down to the gym tonight and asked if Aaron Imholt was there. They said, it's an emergency. Can I please speak to Aaron Imholt? I think he's there. Aaron Imholt was not at the gym tonight. Could there be a rift between Scott and Aaron? Why won't Aaron talk about boxing and Safe Sport and USA Boxing anymore? Why is it no longer a trivial matter? Why is Aaron not allowed to show up to a different gym for an event with his co-contenders? Why? Why is Aaron not allowed at his gym on Thursday night? Why is John not allowed to stream anymore? Is Scott starting to feel the wrath of Aaron Imholt and possibly distance himself from the disaster, the dumpster fire that everything Aaron Imholt touches is? Caesar Day says, Aaron was good to them kids. He cooked and fed them. It's probably true. Caesar Day also says, spoiler alert, Melty is expecting announcement soon. Soft timeout on that. Not true. This is completely untrue. Anonymous, I'm pretty sure it was Win by Two who said you dress your dog up and do photo shoots. Oh, okay. Well, Win by Two also said, remember when I got the paperwork served to me live on the air from Butch Bradley? He said that was divorce papers. He had intel. He also is, again, part of the crew calling me a pedophile. I get it. That's what the show is, but like, if your show is just sensationalist shit, you can, anytime you say something, you can automatically write it off and go like, oh, he's definitely wrong about that. The thing about me is like, when I find out I'm wrong, I will come tell you. I want the record corrected. 100%. 100%.
The scenery a bit. I look smaller. It's slimming. It's a dark blue. But yeah, I think the larges definitely make me look better. And Miss Tay is a girl. So that opinion counts way more than any of the rest of you. Thank you, Miss Tay. In fact, our first two contributions are from ladies this morning. How about that? Amber with $5 over on PayPal. Thank you very much. And Miss Tay with $14.99. Thank you, Miss Tay.
Stop dipping into your ketamine stash. Put down the bomb.
Sounds great.
I'm sorry. I really apologize. I'm still dealing with residuals from my sneeze attack I had before the show. All right, fine. I was hoofing heroin. Hoovering heroin, not hoofing heroin. That would be I'm walking heroin. I took my heroin for a walk this morning. I dressed it up all cutesy, too.
Somebody said Aaron doesn't walk his dog. I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, look, man. I love my dog. That's a fucking fact. Dressing your dog up is gay.
But anyway, great show for today. I have some news for you guys. It's like good news, bad news. The good news is your goal today is only 220. That's it for the week.
I don't even, I say dressing your dog up is gay because I'm just mocking Aaron, but like, no, I just think it's like, dogs don't need jackets and coats and puffy sweater vests because you're taking your purse dog to Vail or whatever. Like, it's so dumb. People who like put little clothes on their dog.
And we're done. It's a perfect week for the toe. And outside of Monday's really embarrassing beg session, really no can rattling.
Why does he always have to tell us how the week was perfect? Every week he's like, dude, did you hear? Another perfect week. It's like, tell us a slam piece. We don't actually give a fuck whether it was a perfect week or not. Like, this is insane. Put your streak back on the board. You know? Tell someone who gives a shit.
This week. In fact, the last 2 weeks, very low on the can rattling. I'm very, very pleased about where that's going. And then that's the good news. The bad news is the evening show went way over again for the third time this week. And instead of rolling it over to Monday, so they were like 140 over. And they decided to give you guys 100. But I think it was kind of like a fuck you. Like, I think it was a pulling their dick out and pissing on you move. But I told them, I said, I don't think you guys care.
I wish I had a dick that you could, like, pull out. Like, I swear to God, I got to coax my cock out like Punxsutawney Phil just to get it to drip into the bowl.
I think you're starting $100 ahead. Aaron does more show, less talking about money. You guys are happy. But, yeah.
Aaron's got a fucking fire hose down there. He's got, like, he's got pants that zip all the way down to the knee. Just so you can get that hog out.
Good start to today. Also, tomorrow we're going to roll out Rumble Studio for the first time. We're going to do Rumble Studio on Rumble.
Oh, God. We can't miss this. Somebody has to please capture whatever happens tomorrow morning. Set up an auto recording or something. He's going to be using new software. It's going to be... Mwah. Can we get... I mean, we really got to see that.
Rumble Friday. Now, I have a very interesting idea. Rumble has been asking me. There's somebody from Rumble who's been asking me to use Rumble Studio, and they've been throwing...
There's somebody from Rumble that's been asking me to use Rumble Studio. Now, again, this is the Aaron M. Holt word game. Somebody from Rumble could mean Mersh. You know what I mean? Like, no, I meant somebody who uses Rumble. He wants us to believe this publicly traded company. And again, I get automated emails from Rumble all the time telling me about features. I have a feeling this is like his Cameo invite. Dude, we got an invitation to do Cameo. So we're going to be setting that up. Of course, he never did. Somebody at Rumble is bugging him to use Rumble Studio. Listen to this.
Studio on Rumble Friday. Now, I have a very interesting idea. Rumble has been asking me, there's somebody from Rumble who's been asking me to use Rumble Studio, and they've been throwing numbers at me. They say, with your size audience on Fridays, they said, you average about 1,100 people at a time on Rumble Fridays. On your best days, 1,400. On your worst days, like 900.
Again, these are Aaron's numbers. But we're led to believe that a person at Rumble contacted Aaron and told him his numbers. Hey, Aaron, did you know you average 1,100, 900 at your worst, 1,400 at your best? Did you know that? Anyway, with your numbers, bud. Is that how it works? They emailed you with your numbers because you don't know your numbers? By the way, let's just pop out of this for a second. Let's go over here to SteelToe that has 3.94 thousand followers. Let's open up a new tab. Look at these shows. Look at these great thumbnails. Anyway, let's go to Rumble Fridays. Let's see. Let's see a Rumble Friday. What was Friday? I don't even know what's going on. Well, today's 27th, so 26, 25, 24, 21, right? Cash Money Hustlers. Huh. Hmm. With your numbers. And I don't know if you know this. You get 1,100 on average. 1,400 at your best. 900 at your worst. Dude, with these numbers? With these numbers? You could be making. Dude, with these numbers? They're all over him, Rumble. They're all over him. We need you, Toe. You belong with Crowder and Russell Brand. We got rid of Mersh because he didn't do numbers. With these numbers, Aaron. Now, maybe this is just a... Let's look at a whole week's of shows. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. That was the 21st, so... Valentine's Day, that's a 14th, right? That's a Rumble Friday. With these numbers, dude. With these numbers. Like, what are we talking? Like, hello? We're not fucking retarded.
Hello, exactly.
Are you retarded? I'm not retarded. Are you retarded? We're supposed to believe they're courting him. Jesus fucking Christ. Let's go back further. Let's go back further and just see. Let's just look at recent shows. Let's look at today's show. Right? What was today? Let's pull up today's, the one we're watching. Huh. All right. Zero comments. Zero. How does that even happen? How do you not get spam? How does it even happen? 46 likes, 6 thumbs down.
It's good to sleep.
We lost our spot now. Shit.
And I'm going to flood it up. And so if that goes well, it's amazing idea. Rumble has been asking me. There's somebody from Rumble who's been asking me to use.
Okay, we're at the cope stage. I want to go. Let's go. Evening show last night. No, it's evening show. 1 comment, 18 likes. Yesterday's morning show. 38 likes, no comments. This caught the attention of Rumble. Rumble doesn't look at YouTube. They only look at Rumble. They see this guy getting 0 comments and 36 likes, and they come knocking at the door. We need you. We need you. Let's go. Let's go to the day before morning show. 39 likes, 11 thumbs downs, 0 comments. Hello? Let's go to the day before that. 42 likes, 0 comments. How long do you want to do this? Let's go to the day before that. It's a Rumble Friday. 89 likes. So it does double on Rumble Fridays. That's a fact, Jack. 13 likes, 0 comments. How much do you need to see? How much do you need to see to know he's full of absolute, as he likes to say, horse shit? Horse shit.
At least you have Slow Wife to let out the pupper. We forget Aaron has a dog. Gordy is probably sharpening a knife by hour four while painfully holding in P-E-E and P-O-O. This is boxing.
And then we also know for a fact that Rumble numbers are inflated. You can get hundreds of views on a thing before it even airs. So you can scroll past a show on Rumble and it counts as an impression. It's bananas. It's bananas. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's trying to do. I don't know what he thinks you're dumb. Yeah, you get 1,400 viewers and 36 thumbs ups. Uh-huh. Zero comments on every show. Richard Lucas, thanks for becoming a member. We appreciate that. 62 new members today. Thank you to everybody who's been giving those and kicking those in. Holy Big Mac, happy belated birthday, G-Rob. Yeah, happy birthday, G-Rob. I didn't know. I'll use my milestone to commemorate our shared birthday of February 17th. Always fun to find birthday buddies. Happy birthday to both Holy Big Mac and G-Rob. Belated, of course. Detroit, member for 23 months. ICE is deporting Aaron to the land of misfit toys. And that might be true. I don't know if that's one of Trump's new policies. Gina Bobina, member for 20 months. The plan to spike the SpaghettiOs with Coke worked. I told Nick today, like, he's not that smart. He's not that smart. Again, I think once he saw what was happening with April and it was his way out of the relationship, he 100% took his hands off the wheel. But I don't think he orchestrated the accident like some sort of stunt planner. No, I don't think that at all. James Baumer, thank you for the 20 memberships and thank you for calling in to tell me how dumb Aaron is by insulting my dog. Again, 62 memberships. Thanks so much. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it.
Certain.
Oh, fuck. How do I play this?
Rumble Studio, and they've been throwing numbers at me. They say, with your size audience.
Dude, with what? The numbers you're pulling down. 42 thumbs ups, 6 thumbs downs, 0 to 5 comments on every show. Dude, with your size audience.
On Fridays, they said, you average about 1,100 people at a time.
They said this to him.
On Rumble Fridays, on your best days, 1,400. On your worst days, like 900.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, with our live reads on Rumble Studio, you could make up to $250 on a Rumble Friday. And
no one believes that. Any of it. We watched Mersh tell us what he makes on every read. I'm not kidding you. The highest one I heard was $13, and the lowest one I heard was like $9. He's reading barber razors and whiskey and coffee and even an ad for Rumble itself, remember? Rumble Premium or whatever. They pay nothing. They pay nothing. And he would get like 2 to 3 a show. But Aaron's going to make $250 doing Rumble reads. Okay.
And I said, that sounds fantastic. That sounds, and I'm a whore. I'll read your scripts. I'm an old radio guy. I'll slut it up. And so if that goes well.
And why wouldn't it?
How do you guys feel about Rumble Thursday and Rumble Friday?
Someone, I think, in the Discord said this so well. Hey, faggot, can you stop planning your show and doing, you know, little focus groups with your audience every day on what your show should be? Holy shit, dude. Holy shit. And by the way, I think it affects my audience because they come in here like throwing out ideas to me about what I should do. Fuck right off. Fuck right off. I got it. No, sometimes it's valuable. But look, every fucking day, we'll get to it, Nick. Pipe down. I got it. Every fucking day, he's got a new idea. He's got new possibilities. What should the show be? Would you guys like this? Would you guys pay for that? What merch should we do? Would you guys do that? But the whole show is about the show. The whole show is, what should the show be? What would you guys pay for? What would you do? What would you do? Go with your fucking stupid recycled girlfriend and fucking think about it off air. We're literally watching a man. Do you guys think we should do this? We're watching him pack up packages and mail things out. We watch him eat sandwiches. We're watching him fold laundry. Again, the guy who screams about it being a perfect fucking pro show. It's insane.
It would just, I mean, there would be that.
So now he wants to know if you guys would like Rumble Thursdays and Fridays. Look, I wouldn't have to plan shows. You guys could just send in links. Well, I'll just watch YouTube with you and collect Rumble rants.
There's no goal on Thursday, no goal on Friday. And I feel like that would be preferable to this audience.
Yeah. Now just do Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and we're all good.
April's missing.
I love that, like, everyone tells him, like, don't do goals. It's stupid. You're the only one who does goals. And he goes, guys, we've tried. It doesn't work for this show. That's not how this show works. And now he's like, you know what? Less goals would be better. What if we got rid of the goal on Thursday and Friday? I think that'd be better. No shit. No shit.
April's missing orgasm says, yay, we're so excited for sponsored advertisements.
Right. So that's what you think your audience wants. You piping up to read for Jeremy's Razors and Black Rifle Coffee Corp or whatever the fuck it is. Like,
I know. It doesn't look. I've been doing this long enough to know you're not going to win no matter what you do. If I don't do sponsored advertisements, they'll go, you're begging for donations. And then if I do sponsored advertisements, I'm so excited for sponsored donations. People like April's missing orgasm, you just have to file them under the department of never satisfied. You don't even try. Don't
he
even
will
try.
Never be satisfied.
So we'll see how it does. Tomorrow. Cockdiff says, did they tell you your numbers are better without Gino? Actually, the Gino show did very, very well.
Again, I don't know what the Gino show was, but we went back and looked at the past couple Fridays and no, it did not. No, it did not. I've never seen triple digits on your thumbs up. And meanwhile, we're about to pass 200, and it's 2 hours in. Hit the like button.
There was a nostalgia.
I know you got it. I'm just giddy because it was so fucking funny, and his retarded face is perfect.
Did someone mention my face?
My face wasn't always like this.
I'm like a Volkswagen bug in an airline hangar. Another win for the toe.
Yeah, Nick gave me a tip of something to check out in today's show, and we are going to look at that in a few.
I think, for people. Great show today. I'm very excited about it. I'm not excited about the Gene Hackman thing. And I may have to leave you here for a little bit because I got a little bit of a runny nose from the sneezing fit. But
is that part of a pro show?
I keep reading that there's no foul play suspected in this Gene Hackman death. If you're just waking up and you didn't know, I think they were doing 3 hours at these effects for the WWE. Not only that, but McMahon had really been fucking carbon monoxide. Get dry up, Lewis. I'll be right back in just a second. Amazing show. Lots of generosity. We got to throw a big thank you out. Go over the board. Get to the Gene Hackman stuff. And Tucker Carlson. Shit talking Dan Crenshaw. A lot of good stuff coming up today. Be back in a second.
The Bubble Guts. The Bubble Guts rockin' to the beat. The Bubble Guts. The Bubble Guts. The Bubble Guts rockin' to the beat. The Bubble Guts. The Bubble Guts. The Bubble Guts rock.
He only has one song loaded up, so he just has to play this song anytime he needs music.
Oh, yeah! Fuck! Ah.
That's going to be a gif.
Ugh, yeah, fuck. Sorry, no, I was not, that was not a Corner Demon white powder break. I apologize.
He can't let go. He can't let go. Melton, April, Nick, it's all in his head all the time, 24/7. He cannot let it, he will never get past it. He proclaims he's moving past it. He proclaims it's in his past. He proclaims his life is so full and rich now, but he cannot stop.
Apologize. There's this thing that happens in Minnesota when it starts getting warm out again.
He leaves the show several times and comes back amped up. I know this move.
And your whole body just thaws out. Because we're us polar northerners, we're made of one quarter ice.
Minnesota is nowhere near a pole. Do you need a globe for your little counter of props back there? Can someone send him a globe with a big red pin in it that says you are here? He thinks he's a polar northerner. All right.
And with our one quarter ice, when it starts thawing, all our fluids that ice up during the winter start coming out in the spring. Shitload of colds, February to May.
Mm-hmm. And when you drink lemonade, it turns into pee. And when you drink milk, it turns into cum. That's how the body works.
In Minnesota, lots of colds. And yesterday.
And if you eat ketchup, it turns into blood in your stool.
My neighbor and I, it was 52 degrees. We were both thinking the same thing. I get back from the gym, did a little boxing yesterday. And as I'm coming back from the gym, I drive by. Okay, fine. I didn't drive by. I went out of my way. And I drove past Cigar Depot, my favorite cigar place. Loves
Cigar Depot, Pasta Buckets, Nelson Brothers.
Nelson Brothers Restaurant and Pub invites you to dine in relaxing Northwoods atmosphere. Enjoy our new Minnesota Lakes Aquarium. Warm up by our fireplace when it's cool. Or enjoy summer and fall on our comfortable outdoor patio. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
They're opening up the batting cages at Nelson Brothers this weekend. It's going to be fucking sick.
Cigar Depot in Waite Park. I would say in my top three or four.
Of what? Stearns County, Minnesota cigar shops? You've never been anywhere in your life. You've never been anywhere in your life, you local yokel. I'm not kidding. You could count the number of times this guy's been on a plane on one hand. Fuck. He's been to Las Vegas four times. He calls it his city. it's nuts, dude. It's nuts. This guy's a fucking hick. He's a hick. And so's Ricada, by the way. He just has a better haircut.
Cigar places. Smokedale in Big Lake is by far
being born in Minnesota and staying there. What are you? You guys know if you drive a couple hundred miles in any direction, there's more shit, right? Fuck.
Favorite. Love Smokedale and Big Lake. There's a little cigar shop in Moundsview, Minnesota, close to where I grew up.
It's one of the best. What are you, a fucking sea turtle? You got to return to your place of birth? Dude, there's a cigar shop close to where I grew up. Dope. Dope.
And Cigar Depot in Waite Park. Those are my three favorite places. But
your three favorite places total or three favorite cigar places? My three favorite places on earth are cigar shops.
My neighbor and I were like, we can't. It's 52 degrees in Minnesota. We got to have a cigar and talk a little NFL. It's combine week. Lots of rumors kicking around. We even got to talking about the double date vacation thing with the girls can go with and the guys and the thing.
Who? Oh God, he really is gonna. We are gonna watch him get married. We are gonna watch him get married. This is gonna be crazy. And I'm going to be, I swear to God, I'm going to be like the paparazzi. I'll rent a fucking helicopter to get shots of this wedding.
Oh, man, Cocktiff, I fucking hate you. He says, I hit golf balls yesterday, almost 80.
He's going to ride Slam Piece down the aisle.
80 degrees. I thought about calling golf courses to see if their driving range was open. I wanted to hit balls yesterday, too. That sounded gay. But, you know, cigar and old-fashioned, and I gotta tell
when
you
I
guys,
took him to a Japanese restaurant that is one of five traditional sake distilleries in the USA, he lamented that we didn't eat at the shitty Chinese buffet.
You also took me to a lingerie shop with women. It was icky.
Dude, why did you bring me to this sake house when we could have easily gone to Panda Express? Nick's stupid.
We're coming into drinking season. Drinking season and cigar season. I can't fucking drink. I am out of practice.
Yeah, you're an alcoholic. He still maintains he's not an alcoholic, which is nuts. He can't wait to drink. And that's why they're like guys like him are so obsessed with football season and golf and shit. It literally is like an excuse to drink. Dude, I can't golf and not drink. Dude, I can't watch football and not drink. You can. You can.
I mean, I just can't do 38 years on this earth, and it's time to just admit it. Couldn't develop a drinking problem if I fucking tried.
I mean, who does this? Who goes on and on and on about how they're not an alcoholic? Guys, I couldn't drink. I couldn't have a drinking problem if I tried. Rikeda in the chat says he used to start drinking at 9 a.m. Funny, even if it's not true.
I had one old fashioned with my neighbor and a cigar yesterday, and I went, oh man, I came down here to prep the show, and I just grabbed a bag of Chex Mix out of the pantry, and I'm like,
hold on, you can eat Chex Mix without it cutting up your mouth? This is a guy who can't eat sunflower seeds because they cut his mouth up. This is a guy who ate a 5-milligram gummy one time of THC, and for 3 days, he was like, the room is spinning. Cigars don't? I find it hard to believe. I can't. I don't know how to smoke a cigar. I'm not a man. I don't know how to smoke a cigar. I've tried. I don't know how you don't inhale it and get sick. Like, I don't know how that works. I've tried. I can't do the... I picture, like, Reels doing it. You know, like, he looks cool. Baumert can probably do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it, like... No, you don't inhale. It's like, then what are we doing? Why don't I just like balance it on my shoulder? If we're not inhaling it and I'm just trying to look cool with a cigar, give me a cigarette. Give me a cigarette. I need to feel it doing damage to my body. Real says he's going to teach me. All right. Hackamania, baby. Hackamania. Back to the hack. May 9th through 11th, 2025. Hackamania.com for tickets. Use promo code NLO. Promo code NLO. Can you believe we are just a couple months away from this? It's fire. It's fire. We're going to have a great time. Come on out. We hope to see you there. If you've been thinking about it, you've been mulling it around in your head, it's time to decide. It really is time to decide. Grab your tickets now. There are a handful of VIP tickets left. I don't know the exact number. I know it's low. I know it's low. I'm going to say less than five, but I'm not positive about that. There ain't many. There ain't many, and we aren't doing more. We aren't doing more. So once the VIPs are gone, you're stuck with the pores, and I don't want to hear about it, okay?
Got to eat some Chex Mix. I'm a little...
And Reels is buying everyone dinner at the steakhouse, he said. Anybody who wants to come, he'll just buy you dinner.
Really, I was eating, like, I got to get some food in my system because that drink. Oh, boy, that's got me a little... A little loopy. I'm an embarrassment. I'm a fucking embarrassment, is what I am. Los Federales says, I have about 300 cigars in my humidor, Aaron. Look, I can't do that.
Are you collecting them or do you smoke?
because I don't smoke enough cigars. First of all, in the winter, I just don't. I don't enjoy it. I like to be outside, sun on my shoulder, smoking a cigar. I can't do it year-round. And I can't do, even in the summer when I'm really hitting a good...
He doesn't eat cum in the winter either.
Good pace. I can't do more than one a week. So I would say between 10 and 15 cigars a year.
I like it when it's like hot and the sun's out and the cum is thin and it's dripping off my wife's chest and just slowly coming out of the tap. In the winter, it gets really thick like maple syrup. And I'm like, ugh, let me know when it thaws.
And that's good for me. So, Papa, oh no, I forgot about my past life. Papa Shab says double date vacation. Is that a code for swinging? No, I'm retired. I am retired from the business. But yeah, I'm walking into this shit today. Hey, big thank you to Steven. Steven, hey, you know what happened?
What happened?
Okay, Mr. Imholte, the final two questions for your interview at the DQ Grill and Chill is what is your biggest strength and biggest weakness?
My biggest weakness is my inability to get addicted to alcohol no matter how hard I try. My biggest strength is my insatiable appetite and ability to guzzle Nick's cum. It was only a few drops of cum, but somehow I guzzled.
I too somehow guzzle.
Take a look at this, the WHMH 101.7 Top Donations Board. So you got...
By the way, the name of the board's not... Oh, I have it blocked. Okay, sorry. April's handwriting is still on the board. Can we see if we can get him in trouble with WHMH for using their brand? It's not even 101.7, it's 101.7. Which, again, is his phone code. We caught him putting it in once. He's so obsessed with the radio.
That's Steven, right? And I apologize to Steven. I said he was S-T-E-P-H, and I spelled it wrong the other day. It is S-T-E-V. Steven is at 290. Gray Duckling is surging up his asshole. I really could have phrased that better. At 265. I thought Steven was safe at 290. Here comes Gray Duckling just barreling in on him. Ace is at 196. He's within 100. And then there's Fock You Dude at 165. So Steven, I guess, decided this morning, a couple minutes into the show, fuck you guys. 110 from Steven to start the day. Thank you, buddy.
And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
110. He cuts the goal in half with one stroke of his mighty debit card. And we are $110 away from a perfect week for the toe. Not only that, only one day of can rattling on the toe.
And yet it's still talked about every 5 minutes. Like, what good is not can rattling if you fill the time you would normally be can rattling telling everybody how you don't have to can rattle? What good is not can rattling if you fill all the time you would be can rattling bragging about how much money you're earning?
Guys, this is getting weird. It's getting weird.
It's been
weird. Buster says top donations. Hey, gang, speaking of top service, service your colon with Rumble supplement products now. Sam Show says, I read somewhere people think Gray Duckling is a bit. I have been sent some of the best Steel Toe fan fiction in my life.
Share it.
Play the clip.
SP's secretly running the show. I'm going to end up murdering my family like Chris Benoit. I'm going to prison. That's another funny one.
SP's secretly running the show. What a funny fucking, can you believe they think that? Steel Toe Boring Show, Reddit, New, Scroll. Mm-hmm. Somebody joined. Where is it? Fuck. Why won't that close? That's gross. Why won't that go away? Sorry about that. Somebody caught this. Bang. Boom. While Johnny was on the show the other day, someone else was on the Zoom call. And that got broadcast out. It's fan fiction that SP's behind the scenes secretly running the show, but look who's on the Zoom call while Johnny, I don't know.
You know, I keep reading that I'm going to prison and I'm like, that's interesting. I don't say much about it. I don't talk much about it.
Yeah, it's not. Remember when it was horseshit and he used to brag about how, dude, wait until Nick and Patrick, the whole case is on hold because Melton and Mercada done fucked up and stepped in it. And believe me, I haven't slept a wink in the past 6 months. You've been telling me the FBI is coming, RICO, serious stuff.
I will say, I have been told no fine, no jail time. But
I've been told no fine, no jail time. Now, again, subpoenas are being sent out for a trial. A trial means that there hasn't been a decision, a verdict. No verdict means we certainly aren't at the step of a sentencing. Aaron's been told no jail time. What is it?
I don't say much about it. I don't talk much about it. I will say I have been told no fine, no jail time.
How could that be? No fine, no jail time. Community service? Are you going to go pick up trash? You going to go teach kids how to box at the Y? No fine, no jail time.
But,
that neck.
Apparently, I'm going to prison. And I don't like saying stuff like,
it's not prison, it'll be jail. Not prison, jail. Jail.
That, number one, it reveals a little more than I want to reveal. But also, it makes people really mad.
Nobody's mad. We're just watching. I have no idea what's happening. Moody says he's talking about an offer that may or may not even be on the table anymore. Again, why are they sending out notices about a court case in 2 months right now? They're gearing up for a trial. They're wasting their time doing that. They already know what's going to happen, but they're going to fly in Gino and Keanu. They've already decided on what you're going to get, but they're going to fly people in for a trial? Right.
When I say shit like that, and they get all riled up, and then they're like, I need
Riles!
To lash out. And it's like, guys.
They get all riled up and go, I need to lash out. Play the clip of anyone doing that. Play the clip of that.
Relax. Calm down. Somebody says, what happened to powdered Celsius? Oh, there is a story behind this today.
I was hoping there would be.
The Celsius deal. So I was a really bad homeowner yesterday.
Homo?
Okay. And when I went to get a glass of water yesterday, you know, after my cigar and old fashioned journey, you know, I needed to sober up. And, I went to get water, and I realized the Culligan bottle was getting empty. I went to switch it. I don't know why. Did not realize I was on my last Culligan jug. I have to make a Culligan run today, refill all the water jugs or, you know, swap them out. And so the powdered Celsius today, I was like on the way to SP's last night. I'm like, I'm going to grab a Celsius for tomorrow because I didn't go to Culligan's. So that's your story. Of the no powdered Celsius today. Lazy shithead homeowner. Lazy shithead homeowner. That's what it is. All right. Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Steven. Thank you, Amber. Thank you, Miss Tay. 110 is the number today. Chips and Diff says, use tap water, you pussy. No, it doesn't taste the same. It tastes.
Get a filter. Get a whole home water filter. It'll pay for itself. I mean,
it's different. All right, off we go. I want to do, before we do the Gene Hack.
Like, Vegas has very hard water. So, like, all of our water is just, we just filter it. Way cheaper than having Culligan or Sparklets or whoever the fucks in your area drop off, you know, Deer Park or Poland Spring. You know, water.
One thing. You guys see Tucker is fighting back bitchy with Dan Crenshaw? It's he had a guest on yesterday.
My favorite thing is that we have to see Aaron's keyboard. We have to watch him like hunt and peck for shit all the time. Or like yesterday when he's writing the letter, he's like, file, new, print. It's like, okay. I want to go here.
Young for premenopause tell us that they have high levels of premenopause-related symptoms.
Aaron, what do you know about women?
It's important that we keep doing research to understand better what is happening with these women so that they can get the care they need. Well, is there anything you can do once you start? I don't know if you know this. I'm not a doctor. And I don't know much about women other than they smell nice and they're pretty.
What else?
And, you know, don't go in the dry one. Go in the moist one.
Oh. You can call me Nanner Puss, Nanner Puss. And guess what? I love Nanner Puss. You can call me Nanner Puss, Nanner Puss. And guess what? I love Nanner Puss.
That's what I know. But if you start premenopause symptoms, isn't that kind of like being in the event horizon of the black hole? You don't, that's a Roach Motel, I thought. Can you premenopause and then pull out?
I don't know. Just Jewel? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Please don't hate me, Jewel. We love you. I don't know why I always pick on Jewel for being... My toe just came out of a hole in my side.
Once you're in premenopause, like that's spaghettification, and you're on your way to talking like this.
Lisa Boswell? Hi.
You're in B. Arthur territory. You're Dunsky. Approachable says, it's okay to be a B cup. Just learn to suck dick real good. Hey, Caliente, before you take any of this personally, realize you're talking to probably some of the ugliest guys in the world, and none of this should affect you. Dive Bar says a hysterectomy will stop it. But that's the thing. If you get a hysterectomy and you're young, don't you have to take a shitload of pills so you don't look like Brian Urlacher? Boy. And I thought I was
a boy. There was our boy. Boy.
Afraid of getting old.
Yeah, somebody asked him what menopause is. Oh, somebody got Chad today. I don't know where I saw it. Somebody got Chad today again with a word he couldn't say. Was it like coercion or something? He didn't know the word. He didn't know the word. Oh, he didn't know how to spell it.
Somebody says, you want your woman to have bigger tits? Knock them up. Yeah, that's what J.D. Vance wants, right? Knock up your chicks, especially if they're white.
Again, says a guy who accidentally knocked up his wife while he was cheating on her. That's a fact, Jack.
J.D. Vance wants to make sure you're having more white.
Cheating on her 6 years ago with the woman he's with now. This is after both of his marriages, he runs to Slam Piece. There's something there. I don't know what it is. I've never met Slam Piece. I've never met April. I've never met Ashley. But like, after both of your marriages, you run to the arms of this woman who's not good enough to marry. And then what? You're going to, the third time's a charm, you're going to marry her? No, I want to make sure she's real used up. I want to make sure she's fucking like premenopausal.
Baby, so give her bigger tits and a child. Caliente.
Said, but she sells fasteners, so maybe she finally found a way to attach Aaron.
Says, hey, I'm 5'1 and my man loves them. I'm 46 and they look so good. The bouncer at the concert thought I was my man's daughter. So, well, you know, you're 5'1. You lead with that next time. If you're 5'1 and you've got B cups, that's like being a normal sized person and having D's. That's fine. It's like if you say, oh, my dick is 5 inches long, you're like, ooh, that's kind of a weird dick. But if
remember that. If you say my dick is 5 inches long, Aaron thinks that's a kind of a weird dick. Now, again, I'm not here to talk about dicks or your dicks or my dicks. Plural. The average dick is around 5-6 inches. This is average. 5 inches is not a weird dick. Go ask the women in the room. Every guy wants to pretend like they've got the hammer of Thor down there. You don't. You don't. The exception of Arcada. Me, you, most guys. Average cock. Just an average. Just a decent, wholesome, all-you-can-eat Sunday dick. You know what I mean?
If you're 3'10".
But Aaron's reaction to a 5-inch dick was, ugh, it's kind of a weird dick. Listen to this.
That's fine. It's like, if you say, oh, my dick is 5 inches long, you're like, ooh, that's kind of a weird dick.
So if somebody says my dick is 5 inches long, you go, ugh, that's kind of a weird dick.
But if you're 3'10", like, you know, that's going to look decent.
Ready for some cope?
It's like, I feel bad. Like, let's say you're 7'2", and your dick is 7 inches, 8 inches long. It's like, it's not going to look that big.
Now, Aaron fancies himself tall, even though to me he's a shrimp. He says he's 6'3". Didn't his license say 6'2"? Anyway, basically what he's saying there is, look, I have an 8-inch cock, but on me, because I'm so tall, it looks small.
Why does it have to go to dicks?
I don't know. It's your show.
Why?
I don't know. It's your show. It's possible that you're
gay.
Why does it have to go to dicks? Yeah. So Caliente, if you're 5'1 and you're a B cup, that's fine. How's that? Now, Caliente can go to work happy today, knowing that the fucking overweight guy and all of his ugly fans gave her the blessing and that it's okay. Turd Burglar says, fuck doll sized. Nice. Yeah, okay, you know what?
What?
I was going to say something, and I'm still going to say it, but I stopped myself because it sounds wrong. But I was going to say, are dicks getting smaller?
Yours is.
Because Pistachio says 5 inches is average. When I was like in high school or whatever, it was always 6 inches is an average size.
No, that's just what guys would tell themselves.
Dick, when did it become 5? When did... Oh, you know what? Maybe... You know what? That's really fucking racist. What is the average peener size?
That's a Midwest. I'll never forget that in my life. I mean, just saying the word peener is insane. I was watching Bill Engvall do stand-up once, and he had chosen... Now, again, you can put anything in your stand-up act you want. he chose to talk about his dick. Fine. A lot of comics talk about dicks and dick, pussies and butts. Every time Bill Engvall, here's your sign. You remember that guy? Blue collar comedy. Every time he would say, every time he was talking about his dick, he would say wiener. And he would say it straight faced and seriously. Like, and every time my wife sees my wiener, she puts it in her mouth. And I'm just like, I ain't going to turn down a girl sucking on my wiener. And I was just like, ugh. Like, you're a man in your 50s talking about your dick. And you, look, if you're in your 50s and you're like prude or Christian or just private and don't want to talk about your dick or say the word dick, great. Fine. You're a man in your 50s who's chosen to talk about your penis and you keep saying the word wiener. I can't take you seriously as an adult. And now Aaron's saying peener. What's the average peener?
Maybe, you know, no, that's, you know what? That's really
it, like, I'm not even kidding. It threw me. I had to turn it off. I was like, this is, I can't watch a grown man say wiener.
Racist. What is the average peener size?
And by the way, this is not the first time he Googled that. Don't ask me how I know.
5.1 to 5.5.
Yes! No. Why don't we take some of that money that we're spending on metal signs and new cameras and get whatever the fuck is going on here taken care of? Celebrate again because your dick's longer than 5 inches.
5.1 to 5.5.
Yes! No.
5.1 to 5.5.
Yes! No.
Eyes. 5.1 to 5.5.
Yes! No.
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 Fucking God!
One more time.
5.5.
Yes! No. Fucking God!
I told you! No. Oh, boy, they got all kinds of measurements. Who are the fucking gay guys who are doing all this dick measuring?
As Adam Carolla says, I measure from the center of my asshole.
I feel like this is just guys with small dicks throwing numbers at us. Oh, look at this chart. Oh, come on. That can't be the chart. Look at that.
Now, again, whether it's true or not, Nick Riceta says Aaron has a little button dick.
That's the funniest fucking bar graph I've ever seen. What's the, why is it going down? What's the, oh, you know what it is? Africa, North America, Europe, Asia. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. How did we get on this conversation? Oh, because all the women are going through menopause and they're turning into the Golden Girls when they're 30. Oh, wow. Is this true? Mecca Jones says the fatter you get, the smaller your peener get. That can't. No, that's not possible because your dick's not going to change size. Just because.
Who doesn't know this? Visible length. The fatter you get, it's like guys get a fupa, a gunt, if you will, as it were. Take it for what you mean it for. And everyone knows this and has heard this. Aaron is 38 and has never heard this before. He has no idea what anybody's talking about.
Because you're, like, it's an organ. Like, your kidneys don't get smaller. I don't think that's accurate. Is it? I don't know. I'm going to get super skinny now. See if my cock grows. It's motivation.
Rikeda says, when Aaron walked up to me and someone else naked in the room, he was hiding his dick in his hand and said, this is why I don't like being naked. Your dick? Your dick is why you don't like being naked. Got him.
To eat better, I guess.
By the way, the whole... I just noticed this. Why is... My controls aren't working now. Hold on. Hold on. Fuck. This is weird.
Somebody says Aaron Depp...
Wow, none of my controls are working. How do I shrink this down and refresh it? None of my keyboard arrows or anything are working. Fuck. Never gonna find that again.
Extreme situations.
Look at that. That's the funniest fucking bar graph I've ever seen.
Holy, why don't they work
now? Why is it going down? What's the...
Weird.
Oh, you know what it is? Africa, North America,
let me disconnect my keyboard.
Europe, Asia.
Is it dead?
That's what it is. Oh, my God. How did we get on this conversation? Oh, because all the women are going through menopause and they're turning into...
Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. Wow, my keyboard died right in the middle of doing that. All right. I'm glad it was that simple.
Your peener get... That can't...
Watch this. Watch what I just noticed.
No, that's not possible because your dick's not going to change size just because you're... Like, it's an organ. Like, your kidneys don't get smaller.
Watch that arm.
I don't think that's accurate. Is it?
Watch.
I don't know. I'm going to get super skinny now. See if my cock grows. It's motivation to eat better.
Look at it.
I guess. Somebody says,
whoa.
Aaron definitely has took a tape and measured his dick.
What's going on there? You see that?
Cock grows. It's motivation to eat better, I guess. Somebody says, Aaron...
Are you jerking off under the table? Or are you just nervous talking about cock size? Are you just nervous talking about dick size? Because why is your leg shaking? This happens the whole show sometimes. He's just shaking.
Definitely has took a tape and measured his dick. I do know in college, one of my girlfriends in college...
Listen to this. This is what's going to make Nick come right in our chat.
She wanted, like, she used a remote control and then used either a ruler or a tape measure. It's fucking weird. But she was really hot and kind of crazy, so I let her. So, it's never good. You know, here's something you don't want to do. When you're 19 years old and a girl measures your...
Oof.
Your penis, and she tells you the number, and you go, yes!
Hold on. She used a remote control and told you the number? Because, like, if she said 9, but she was starting from the bottom, I don't know if you know how a keypad is laid out, but that's on the bottom. You just said that she measured your dick with a remote control and then told you the number. Remote controls have numbers on them, but not useful for any kind of measuring. Dude, my dick is volume up long. My dick goes all the way to the back button. My buddy's goes all the way to source.
Don't do that. It doesn't make you look like you went into it with a lot of self-confidence. When she tells you the number, don't go, okay.
Like, again, it doesn't even matter. Do you fuck? Does your dick work? Do girls come back for more? Don't worry about it. You're not going to be the biggest or the smallest they've ever had. Don't worry about it.
Good. Wow. That's a load off.
He obsesses about the craziest shit.
Diane says, I spent 20 years in healthcare, and it's true. Oh, my God. Melton must have the smallest dick ever. Maybe.
Why am I on that mind?
Melton's making a few. Melton's making a few. Melton's making a few. Melton's making a few. Melton's making a few.
Fuck.
That's what it is. Guys with small dicks dress their dogs up all funny and drive them halfway across the country for playdates.
Imagine having a girl measure your dick and you are the excited one. Not her.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Driving your dog halfway across the country for playdates. I know he's trying to like burn me. I know he's trying to like, these are savage digs. Trust me. What is he talking about? He's driving his dog halfway across the country for play dates. What's happening?
See, I didn't know that. Oh, that's sad. That's really sad.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah, if you're that size, you have no dick. Dickless Pat. Pat the Dickless. If this was the medieval times and he was like a lord, he'd be Lord Pat the Dickless. Poor fella.
Because he plays Bannerlord. He plays this game Bannerlord. So, of course, he does almost everything in Game of Thrones terms. It's like, okay. Oh, wait. There's a part coming up that Nick loves.
Maybe that stick that he uses to wipe his ass. Maybe it wasn't to wipe his ass. Maybe it's to push in all the skin so he can find his cock.
That's retarded. I'm using a stick to push in. I use a stick to push in the skin to find my cock. I'm not fucking retarded. I would get a board and cut a hole in it, and I'd use the board to pull all the fat back so my dick protrudes through the hole. Hello? Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Hello?
Hey, Patrick. When he's talking about that, I think he means when you took your dog to Tahoe. Thanks, bye.
Okay. Right. So he thinks I took my dog to Tahoe for a play date because I brought my dog and the friend that I was staying with brought his dog. Got it. But he can talk about going to the lake all the time. Got it. So it's if I drive to San Diego to the beach with my dog, it was the closest dog I could find for a play date. When I go to Lake Tahoe, which I do every year in the summer, when I go to Lake Tahoe and my friend comes out and we stay at a cabin on the lake right next to Mark Zuckerberg's house, it's the only place I know to bring my dog to play. I've never been more fucked. I've never been more fucked.
Poor guy.
Also, he thinks Tahoe is halfway across the country. It's north. It's partly in Nevada. What the fuck is happening?
That's too bad. That's, you know what? That makes sense now. All the anger, all the outrage. Might as well just become trans at this point.
Because my dog goes on trips? What's going on? I'm literally lost. I don't understand any of these insults. You drive your dog halfway across the country for play dates. You might as well become trans.
You're not going to have to do a lot of work. You can just be a fat bitch. Fair enough. You can go through menopause.
I'll start a cooking show. I'll get a Staples office chair for my kitchen. I got this great recipe for Matthew McConaughey tuna salad.
It'll be great. Despite high symptom burden, younger women are far less likely to seek medical help for premenopause. Well, yeah, it's embarrassing. That's like if you're 30 and you have ED. That's going to be a hard thing to go in for. You'd be like, hey, doc, my dick doesn't work and I'm in my prime fuck years.
I mean, first of all, a secure man wouldn't have a problem doing that. It's a medical professional. If something in your body, anything, including your dick, isn't working, you should talk to your doctor and feel comfortable talking to your doctor about that. That's a fact. You know, so like sex is important. Being able to satisfy your wife or your girlfriend or whatever, or your boyfriend or potential other, whatever it is important. These are the things couples fight about the most, right? Money, sex. This lets you know 100% that if Aaron couldn't fuck, and we heard April tell him that, you know, it was hit or miss with the making her come, but like, he wouldn't go in and see a doctor about that and try to get it fixed or find out what's, you know, maybe it's like the diet. Maybe like, you know, get more sleep, or maybe it's like something you're eating, or maybe it's a blood sugar, whatever the fuck it is. Don't you owe it to your spouse, the woman you've taken a vow to go get that checked out? It's embarrassing to go to a doctor and be like, I have AIDS, but is it better than dying? Probably. Aaron keeps secrets from his doctor.
It's hard to do. Well, it's not hard. That's the problem. The study found that while 51.5% of women over 56 consulted a doctor, only 4.3% of 30 to 35-year-olds did. Yeah, because, well, and I'm sure that 30-year-olds don't know what the fuck is going on with them.
You're 38. Let's not pretend like it's a generation away.
You know, they're like, Jesus Christ, why is my voice getting deeper? Why am I growing hair in place? Why do I have back hair? Because you made fun of your husband for having it, and this is God's punishment for you devious trollops.
Jesus.
However, among those who sought medical advice, over a quarter of 30 to 35-year-olds and 40% of 36 to 40-year-olds were diagnosed as premenopausal. What the? We need to find out what's causing this. And again, we need to get RFK Jr. on the case.
They're turning the frogs gay.
Post haste. Mad Max. Oh, no. Where'd Mad Max go?
I don't know.
Oh, Mad Max Mardigan says, fuck that woman. She's not telling you she's 5'1 and 300 pounds with B cups. Oh, shit. And then Caliente.
The fatter you get, the smaller your titties get.
He says, try 107. I'm not going to read the other mean things that people wrote. Approachable says, when she measures your shaft, don't say, no, you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to measure from back here. Yeah, there's a lot of things. If a girl's like, we should measure your dick, don't be like, all right, push it in. Like, there's a thing called the optical inch. I think it should count because the penis, you know, it starts inside the butt. You start...
Hold on, now he knows all about it? He knows about the optical inch, but a minute ago he was like, no way, fat people have a smaller dick?
doing that, it's, you know, confidence issues right off the bat. Mm. And when you start to get an erection, don't do this. You're going to shit your pants. And that's going to be embarrassing. It doesn't matter what number she spits out at you when she's done measuring. You shit yourself.
What if she spits cum out?
That's what we call
a drink.
A deal breaker. Baba Shab says breast segment, 5 minutes. Dick segment, 2 hours. All right, look. We went back to
Nick's favorite part is coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. He told me about this today. He told me exactly where to go find it in the show.
And a pause. And tits. There's not really much to say. You got dicks, you got tits, you got average sizes. Women's are getting bigger, ours are getting smaller. These poor girls, they just can't catch a break. Yeah, I've got the biggest tits ever. Yeah, I look good. And guys are like, why does it keep going in? I don't know. Is it the milk? God damn it with the milk.
Humble brag.
MSO says, I believe they have a trick ruler for this purpose. Yeah, can we get a ruler that works like the colored paper coming out of the clown's mouth? That would be great. Dive Bar says, you're supposed to start from the living room. We call it grading on the Africa curve. McBuster says, if she needs bigger than average, those roast beef curtains are blown out. Move on. They don't get blown out. I mean, maybe.
Okay, here we go. This is it.
Children have an effect on your physical dimensions in general, but like, this was like middle school and high school. We've talked.
Listen to this. It's like middle school and high school. Listen to this. What happens here?
About this before. Like, my friends and I, we would talk about like, oh man, that girl's cute. I like that girl. We get along really well in class or whatever. And they'd be like, yeah, she dated Nick. Where she did.
We got one!
Dated Jono, or she dated, you know, Donnie or whatever. She dated. I'm just naming all my friends from school.
No, 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 no. You're talking about dudes who blew out your girl, and the first name that came to your mind was Nick. Nick stretched her out, is what you're saying. And then he immediately starts saying other names. And then he says, I'm just naming friends I had in high school. And then he names a real friend. Watch this. None of the names he says first are real. He's covering for saying Nick. And then he says a real friend. Watch this. You got to see how this plays out.
We call it grading on the Africa curve. McBuster says, if she needs bigger than average, those roast beef curtains are blown out. Move on. They don't get blown out. I mean, maybe children have an effect on your physical dimensions in general, but like, this was like middle school and high school. We've talked about this before. Like, my friends and I, we would talk about like, oh man, that girl's cute. I like that girl. We get along really well in class or whatever. And they'd be like, yeah, she dated Nick, or she dated Jono, or she dated, you know, Donnie or whatever. She dated. I'm just
when I think big dicks that leave a gaping vagina, I think it. Nick.
Way to interrupt it. But yes, that's what's happening.
Like, this was like middle school and high school. We've talked about this before. Like, my friends and I, we would talk about like, oh man, that girl's cute. I like that girl. We get along really well in class or whatever. And they'd be like, yeah, she dated Nick, or she dated Jono, or she dated, you know, Donnie or whatever. She dated. I'm just naming all my friends from school.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
She dated Nick. Or she dated
right there. He knew
Jono, or she dated, you know, Donnie or whatever. She dated. I'm just naming all my friends from school.
Now he's gonna name a real one. Now he's gonna laugh because he's uncomfortable, and now he'll name a real friend. That's an uncomfortable laugh because he knows he just said Nick, and people are gonna catch it.
She dated Schaefer. She's
now it's a last name. All of a sudden, Schaefer. That's a real friend. That's a real friend. He had to stop and think of an actual friend from middle school, and now he's moved on. But those first three, He said Nick, panic covered with other names, and then did an uncomfortable laugh. It's nuts.
We talk about like, oh man, that girl's cute. I like that girl. We get along really well in class or whatever. And they'd be like, yeah, she dated Nick, or she dated Jono, or she dated, you know, Donnie or whatever. She dated, I'm just naming all my friends from school. She
right there. Uncomfortable as fuck.
She dated Schaefer. She's cashed. That's what they would say. We were such little douchebags in high school.
Also, the first part's kind of funny, too.
Well, in class or whatever. And they'd be like, yeah. This was like middle school and high school. We've talked about this before. Like, my friends and I, we'd talk about like, oh, man, that girl's cute. I like that girl. We get along.
Is that how guys talk to each other? Dude, I like that girl. She's cute. We get along in class. I'd like to date her. That girl's cute. We get along in class. I'd like to date her. Is this the 50s? Are you going to ask her to wear your pen?
Along really well in class.
You go from like, we get along really well in class to she's cashed. Bro, she's cashed. Nick blew her out years ago.
That's whatever. And they'd be like, yeah, she dated Nick, or she dated Jono, or she dated, you know, Donnie or whatever.
Show me the uncomfortable laugh after you tell us these are your friends.
I'm just naming all my friends from school. She dated Schaefer.
Why would you have to circle around and make up another name after you've given three examples if those were real friends? You caught yourself. You caught yourself out. Nick on the brain. Melton on the brain. I come up in conversations that you aren't, they have nothing to do with me. And just out of nowhere, you'll be like, oh, I'm Patrick Melton, must be the fattest guy. I am. If those were really your three friends, why did you have to come up with Schaefer afterwards?
We'd talk about like, oh man, that girl's cute. I like that girl. We get along.
Ashley Schaefer, BMW?
Really well in class or whatever. And they'd be like, yeah, she dated Nick, or she dated Jono, or she dated, you know, Donnie or whatever. I'm just naming all my friends from school. She dated Schaefer. She's cashed.
Are these friends from school in the room with us now?
So they would say, we were such little douchebags in high school. She's cashed. Like, we thought if a woman took a dick, her vagina just stayed that way forever. We thought vaginas were like your parents told you when you made a funny face. Like, if your vagina took a big one, it would just stay like this forever. How does that work? If that were the case, then every time a woman got pregnant, they'd be like, all right, bring in Lexington Steel. Delivery will be a breeze.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't work like that. They're not like a butthole. Those things have elasticity, if you will.
As it were.
That was the thing in school, though. Like, yeah, she's been cashed. It's like, well, how do you know? Like, maybe that guy's got a little dick. You don't know.
Hey, Nick, was April cashed, or was she tight as the day she was born?
Christ almighty, we were weird. All right, let's 70 bucks away from knocking out today's goal.
That's why I don't understand why you're so mad about the cup holder jokes. It's elastic, man. It'll come back.
Well, thank you guys so much. It's Thursday. You know, I have noticed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 900 or so. Thursday, always a little lower. I feel like it's going into the weekend. It's kind of, you know, kind of easing in. Thursday.
Why do we have to constantly be told the stats of his show? As if we care. As if we're shareholders. You know what I mean? Like, he's always telling us, like, dude, you know what I've noticed? Like, Thursdays have less viewers. It's like, save it for your fucking business journal. Keep it for your internal stats. Like, what, do you guys think we should do Rumble Thursday and Friday? I don't know. Because I was talking to somebody at Rumble, and they tell me I can make good money, an audience of my size, and they told me the size of it, you know. 1,100 on average, 1,400 on our best days, 900 on our worst days, they said. They said?
Days are always our lowest day of the week. Or I suck on Thursdays. That can't be possible. I've been charming and debonair and hilarious so far today.
Just say the thing you told. Just say the thing you told everybody privately. Just put it in the chat. Say the thing you told me about the first time, Nick, and I'll put it up on the screen. It'll wreck him. Just say it. Just say the thing you told me, Nick. I'll put it up on the screen. It will wreck him. I've never told a soul. Put it on the screen. The first time you were with April, what happened, Nick? What happened? It's your story to tell.
$70 away from today's goal. Lab Glass says vaginas do get shot out. There's some huge knuckles out there. Yeah, but they're on the right track, baby. They were born this way. Kloppo Graham says, if you can put your head up there, it's a problem. Quit trying. You know, if you can put your head in a pussy, it's why was that an attempt? What I need to know how that night progressed.
Tell us, Nick, what happened? What happened? Today's executive producer is Wizard Nug 2. Wizard Nug 2. Thank you very much. And boy, oh boy, did Nick just... I asked him to put it in the chat, and he put it in the chat. Aaron knew he lost the first time I was with her because he saw blood all over them sheets.
Rod Packets!
The first time Nick fucked April, she bled. Because she hadn't been fucked in so long. Atomic Dogma, use the boner app to find dog dates. Sniff the butthole on the left to match. Sniff right to match. It's like Toe's beloved grinder, but for dogs. Is there a special section for like kinky dogs that you like to dress up in costumes and drive halfway across the country?
All that blood for a drop of dick?
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. I guess you could say that she was painting valves. Am I right?
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
I'll come back. Just because I realized we had some chats, but I am leaving. Did we get rid of people? How many people tuned out? Hold on, I'll tell you how many people we lost at the false bottom. Oh shit. Gina Bobina, the plan to spike the SpaghettiOs with Coke worked. Oh yeah, we already did that. Got my Hackamania vacation extended to attend the Aaron M. Holt revenge porn trial. Heads up, Central Minnesota Lake Trash. Please put cheese on everything. Craft singles are legal tender in St. Cloud. Do you have any singles? No, they mean craft. Chuby Zoom Holt gifted a membership. Thank you very much. And Chris Bond, thank you for becoming a new member. Now, we are doing a short show tonight. Wow, we lost 35 people. We lost 35 people with that. But there is a real ending coming in seconds. Tomorrow, This Little Piggy, 4 p.m. Eastern, Nick Riccata will be on the show at the beginning. Do not miss it. No Carl. No Carl, extra Nick. And Riccata says, by the way, April gave me permission to tell that story a long time ago. Look, it's your blood, too. It's your blood, too. It's your story to tell, too. You know, when multiple people are involved in something, it's your story to tell, too. So, oh, wow, we lost. Now we lost 70. Hold on. Now, Nick and
I got to find out what's going on.
Nick and beloved Chatter are fighting? Father of five right there, folks. Class act. Oh, God. I don't know, man. Should a guy who has kids never be allowed to do cocaine and never make a woman bleed? Is it, like, since when did it become unacceptable for a father to fuck someone out of wedlock and make her bleed because her husband couldn't? I don't want to live in a world. I don't want to live in a world where that's possible, frankly. Now we've lost 78? Oh, God. That's three shows in the book. Doom thinks I'm doing three this week. And it is late. Usually when I do these night shows, there's no show. But again, tomorrow, this little piggy, Nick will be on, I believe, unless he has, there's a small chance he'll not be able to be on. But if not, it'll just be me and Moody. And who doesn't want to see that? Who's not into that? Thank you very much. Do me a favor. Hit the like button. Hopefully this, I do feel better today, so hopefully this COVID stuff is going to be done very soon, and we'll get back at it with the morning stuff, because I know people, anyway, please, he's going to be using Rumble Studio in the morning, so I want to see all the, there's got to be, it's Aaron Solo. I'm sure Slam Pig helped him set up Rumble Studio a little bit, but if, you know, if people can be watching that and recording it, that'd be great. That'd be great. Thank you guys so much. Again, please hit the like bucket on... Fuck.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit him yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
The question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton, melting faces. Have you stacking an LO point? It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco phony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him, like right before he berates him. In the way that he baits him, I'll put him right on blast. Like Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called in, he treated me like trash. He would abuse and berate me for the sake.